Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, January 26, 2026. We have a massive transmission for you now.
We're creating a log of evidence for the future prosecution of ICE agents and officials responsible for this.
Tim Walz is emboldened by what amounts to organized crime with badges and budgets.
We've got a couple of groups on the app Signal that we would love for you to join. Whether or not you want to be a part of the resistance network, I fully understand that you may not be comfortable with that, but if you see any suspicious vehicles, any traffic, if you know of anybody that is being targeted, that's being detained, we have resources immediately available.
Independent journalists and undercover ops have cracked open encrypted Signal chats used by radical left networks to dox, stalk, harass, and straight up impede federal ICE agents during the ongoing immigration enforcement chaos in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Cam Higby's infiltration of these groups blew the lid off.
This is John 612, that we are at Grand and Lake. We're heading toward Irving. We can try and join you.
Signal chats are buzzing with anti-ICE operatives, and local police are complicit, cooperative even, with real-time access to national databases for tracing license plates, courtesy of law enforcement insiders, as well as shift changes leaked from within departments.
And quit referring to these people as law enforcement. They are not law enforcement. We have law enforcement who do an incredible job.
Anita Smithson, dispatcher in the Ice Watch chats, Minnesota State Senate candidate, BLM supporter, Indivisible Minnesota member, and a big Walz Ilhan Omar backer. She is allegedly using her U.S. bank risk management job for potential access to license plate databases to aid doxing. The chats coordinate rapid response ambushes on federal officers, share real-time locations and personal info, all while tying directly into state-level political operatives.
We just got this message, and it says, we know that you're in Minneapolis, you're with O'Keefe and his crew of Nazis, you're in a white Ford license plate, they actually wrote the license plate down from Florida, you have 1 hour to leave or you're dead.
Peggy Flanagan, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor, allegedly exposed as Flan or Flan Southside in the chats.
Show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line. Put your body on the line.
Amanda Kohler, Tim Walz campaign strategist and protest organizer, identified as a top administrator in the MN Ice Watch Signal Group, training rioters in tactics like salute, a strategy straight out of the Ice Watch playbook for obstructing agents.
I'm going to move my car! I am disabled! I have a brain injury!
Kohler's LinkedIn brags about her ties to Monarca, an Ice Watch offshoot listed as a resource on the Minnesota government website under the Office of Ombudsperson for Families, no less. John Otte, media press figure allegedly participating in the Signal groups, highlights coordination between activists and journalists to shape narratives around the protests and incidents.
We're not ICE. Why are you guys following us?
We're following them because they were following us.
Well, you look suspicious as
speculative ties at this point keep swirling around Governor Tim Walz himself as the alias Boogie. Broader allegations point to dozens more State House Senate representatives, gang members, and even media embeds in these networks. This isn't some fringe chat. It's allegedly a coordinated effort blending government insiders, campaign staff, Antifa elements, and media to obstruct federal operations. These claims suggest state-level involvement in protest networks. These are not organic protests. They are a desperate, highly coordinated, state-level weaponized resistance protecting massive fraud.
Over 80% of the Somalia households receive some form of public assistance. Many of them are on welfare. So your first question is, if they're on welfare, how are they getting millions of dollars to send back to the homeland? Number one. Number two, if they're on welfare, why do they need childcare? They're not working outside of the home. Why would there be this number of Somalia child care centers?
If the feds move, we're looking at sedition level fallout that could collapse the Minnesota DFL or Democratic.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's Monday, January 26th, 2026, and I'm going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Sam Tripoli, a very informative and interesting journalist, podcaster, and comedian, will be joining us in the third and fourth hour today. We'll also take calls. Well, gold and silver have rocketed yet again to all-time highs. Big movements in the domestic and global economies. Trump launching more political and economic moves and military moves that are dismantling their system, and they are hopping mad. All right. We have all these different Democrat senators and House members now saying Trump will steal the midterm elections in just 10 months from now. With no evidence. They're also saying he's a dictator. ICE aren't federal police. They must be resisted. This is the Podesta plan. And finally, Fox News commentators and military experts and others are saying this is an insurgency. They're training and organizing with massive NGO funding with the police in places like Minneapolis, the license plate reading cameras to track and trace and attack not just ICE, but just the general public that doesn't submit to them in general. That is exactly what the Podesta plan said they would do. And we have seen now all these instances, not just in Minnesota, but around the country, but centering around Minnesota is very intense, where they'll think ICE is staying at a hotel. They'll break down the windows, break in, beat up the staff, smash the lobby, and start going up the elevators. That happened last night while the Minneapolis Police Department stood there at the entrance to the smashed out lobby, watching them do it. They're also going and attacking federal courthouses around the country, like in Portland last night and other areas, and nothing's being done. So Trump either has to pull back ICE, or he has to declare the Insurrection Act. He is sending Tom Homan now to Minneapolis. And he's talking about sending even more ICE to Minnesota. If the Justice Department will not indict the different NGO Democrat Party ringleaders that have been openly caught in this Signal app infiltration, where you have state senators, state reps, high-level staffers of Governor Walz literally calling themselves the resistance and an insurrection, literally saying they're trying to get violence stirred up, literally trying to antagonize ICE into making a mistake. That's organized crime. And it turned out in the hotel they attacked last night, there were two ICE staying in it. So they get suited up after they, we have the videos of the communist mob beating up the three or four hotel security. Then two ICE officers, first one, then he's joined by another, are able to drive the mob of hundreds total out of the hotel. You see them, the officers bleeding and obviously exhausted. This went on for hours. Calling the police, calling ICE, and not getting any backup. ICE is completely overwhelmed. It's a David versus Goliath situation. Podesta in the plan said, when they do their normal enforcement, we will call them terrorists. We will organize violent protest against them. People will get killed, and we will use that to trigger a civil war. And I have harped on this, and I have harped on this, and I have harped on this, and we'll go back to the actual name of the Podesta plan and the document here today. And you've got all these folks, you know, pointing out that this is an insurgency. Former spec op soldier exposes Minneapolis protests, and I'm glad Elon posted that on X, and I'm glad we wrote an article about it on Infowars.com. That's great. You know, from his training, he knows what he's seeing, but we actually have the Democrat Party plan, and then we have the signal information with the manuals and the training and the videos of them stalking people and who's doing it, and it is the Democrat Party. While Walls sits up there and says, oh, let's not be violent. Oh, let's be nice. He's the good cop. Well, he's in command of his forces. Anti-ICE militant arrested for attacking federal vehicle at Florida protest. It's another more rammings, more attacks. But the name of the actual Podesta plan has a nice politically correct sounding term entitled Preventing and Disrupting Presidential Election and Transition. Preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition. And when you read this, this is everything we're now living. And they say it's their official plan. So the plan is to create a civil war, have the blue cities and states secede, declare Trump illegitimate, then ask the public, which side are you on? They believe in the battle plan. At least half the public will join them. They will then reach out to elements of the U.S. military and march on D.C. to remove Trump. This plan is from August of 2020 of Trump won the election. They were able to steal it. Right before the last election, they said, we're now implementing this again. They had all the movies like Civil War and one battle after the next to prime the public. These are war games. And now they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people per city that are, quote, in the resistance. They're under Democrat Party control doing all of this. So I'm going to say it right now. Let me say it very clearly. Trump needs to either declare the Insurrection Act and put the military in places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, and carry out federal law, or he needs to withdraw them. Now, you can do a face-saving thing and just have them cut back operations 90%. But the left is only going to intensify the violence until they get what they want. So that's the trap. That's the plan. This is something I've harped on for years. Now we're here. And so let me go ahead and play some of these clips for you. Again, I just played them breaking in with the police standing by, lovingly watching in Minnesota last night. Beating up the hotel security. And then out come first one and then two of the ICE agents who push them out. And then you can watch the so-called reporters. They all say, oh, we're reporters. Say, you're Nazis, you're terrorists, you're bad, as they bleed. All because I guess they didn't let the people march up into their rooms and kill them. They're also so crazed now. There's new videos out of Minnesota where just passenger buses are driving along. And or private chartered buses just with people on them, and they just attack those, saying, oh, look, white people are on those. You must be terrorists, even though it's white people saying that. This is a crazed Maoist-style mob led by the Maoist agent Tim Walz. People ask me, they go, why is this all happening in Minnesota? It's because that's where they're not allowing any federal law enforcement to operate and do their jobs, including regular drug raids, including regular warrant service and things like that. It is an absolute no-go zone for the feds. If Trump capitulates and lets them do that, it then sets the precedent for the rest of the country. And the Democrats have said this in their speeches. Walz has said it. They've all said it. This is the big fight. It's like Stalingrad in World War II. If we can kick ICE out here, we'll kick them out in every major city. And then they have their own new autonomous zones, a lot bigger than Chaz. So go ahead and play clip 27, then 25, and then 43. And I'm just going to ask everybody, is it time for the Insurrection Act? And I think it's well past due, because you can't just hang the ICE agents, 10,000 of them, out of 40 million illegals they're up against, and all the Democrat supporters. That is truly the flea versus the elephant. That's not even David versus Goliath. And so they've got a lot of courage. They're following constitutional orders. They are trying to stop the UN leftist replacement migration plan to break the country. I now have all these Democrat talk show hosts and members of Congress openly saying white people are inherently evil. Christians are inherently evil. They're the problem. We're going to purge the country of them once we get back in power. These are real totalitarians who believe they're seizing power. The Weathermen, you know, back in the 70s had these similar plans but never had the momentum. But now they've stolen trillions through their NGOs, through the welfare system, and these organizations and groups have become filthy rich. Just in Maine last night, they had a $30 million jet crash on takeoff with a bunch of rich reported Democrat immigration lawyers on it that had been there defending the Somalis. How are they doing this? Because the lawyer groups above it are the ones that are running the organized crime. So this is very well organized from the top down. So go ahead and go to those clips. Here they are.
Is everyone press?
We're over 90.
We're all members of the press, loyal press here.
So this is after hours and hours of them breaking in, beating up everybody. And then finally, they push them out. And then now it's the so-called press.
Where's the local PD? That's my question for the press. Where's the local PD?
What's your message to the local PD, sir?
No.
Well, for radio listeners, it's a ransacked lobby. Smashed out windows.
The protesters that want you out, B.
The protesters, you mean the rioters.
Please get back up. Back up. Please give me some room.
And again, he shows up earlier with his gun and tells them to get out of the lobby where they're rioting.
St. Paul, and a huge group of protesters are trying to enter that hotel. They believe ICE agents are staying there. Check out this scene here. They kind of barricaded the road.
This is from earlier.
I don't see any local law enforcement on the scene, but take a look at this.
And later, when they're breaking in, the cops are standing right beside them. This is from the beginning.
Stay tuned for updates.
Yeah, go ahead and skip back to clip three before we go back, because this is while they're actually breaking in, beating up the security guards. Here it is.
Roads right here are barricaded. You have to worry about roads coming.
Goes on and on. They finally push through, beat them up.
Are you
And then two ICE agents show up with their guns. Look at the cop standing there watching all this. Literally right there while this is happening, while they're ramming filing cabinets or vending machines, and those are refrigerators, into the hotel employees.
You! That's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Back up.
Oh, back up! Back up!
Let's skip ahead now. There's hours this is going to watch it on X. Here's now where there's two ICE agents finally get there out of their hotel rooms. This is after the melee. He's bleeding. No help from the police. And no other ICE agents could get there. And look, they're bitching at him for shooting beanbags at the crowd. That's how they got him out. How dare you?
You understand? Are you pressed? Are you pressed?
We're just tumping huge refrigerators onto people's heads.
Are you pressed?
I'm documenting.
Then back up. Back up now. Back up.
This is literally like the old stories of the one Texas Ranger standing up against the 20 people you read about in Texas history. I mean, this is pathetic. On the fact that the Trump administration is leaving these guys out to dry, I'm going to tell you right now. You can't do this. And they're now under so much stress, folks. If this continues, you're going to see more people getting killed because these guys are going to break. I suggest you go to X, and just this is everywhere on there. Type in a Leftist Attack Hotel in Minnesota. You can watch hours of it, all the different angles. But this is after the attackers had left, most of them. And now it's just the press. And you can tell these guys have already worked all day. They're totally exhausted. All right, that's enough of that. So I'm going to say it again. I don't think anybody can disagree with me. Either Trump needs to pull them out or declare the Insurrection Act. And, you know, Walz is going to act like he's being friendly to rope Trump along. He's now done that. Governor Tim Walz called me with the request. Let's go back to what Trump said. This is from Trump's Truth Social just today. Governor Walz called me with the request to work together with respect to Minnesota. It was a very good call, and we actually seem to be on similar wavelength. Oh, my God. Walz is running the attacks. I told Governor Walz that I would have Tom Homan call him and that we are looking for any and all criminals that they have in their possession. The governor very respectfully understood that, and I will be speaking to him in the near future. He was happy that Tom Homan was going to Minnesota, and so am I. We have had such tremendous success in Washington, D.C., Memphis, Tennessee, and New Orleans, Louisiana, and virtually every other place that we have touched. And even in Minnesota, crime is way down. Both Governor Walz and I want to make it better, President Donald J. Trump. Now, I don't think Trump's naive, but Walz does that where he plays the good cop and then launches all these attacks. But remember, Walz is heavily involved. He got the laws passed with Ilhan Omar and the Attorney General Ellison to just explode the fraud. And they just got this new law passed for home leave, and it's not just if you have a child, it's to, quote, help anyone in any country, anytime, and you get 12 weeks pay leave, so they can now run that giant new scam. So it is a giant cash cow orgy, and of course, per capita, California is even worse. Maine per capita is worse. It's all coming out. We are being robbed at every angle. And you wonder who these mobs of violent people are, mainly white people. They're the managers of the welfare state. And now because of the Signal app infiltration, it wasn't a hack, but folks were able to get in as members. you see it's led by Democrat Party senior people, state senators, state reps, members of Wall staff, high level, police officers, firefighters, and they have everybody's information. They're able to call in and instantly get everybody's background, where they live, what they're driving, what they're doing. They have access in the signal chats to law enforcement databases. They have their people in the police departments. That's already come out. My God, a lot of the police chiefs openly are globalists. And this is the blue state plan. This is the Podesta plan. So you've got all these folks you're pointing out, oh, yeah, this is a insurgency. And then people speculate, is that accurate? Well, when you read the actual Democrat plans that are now implemented, they say it is. It's insurgency. Former spec op soldier exposes Minneapolis protests. We'll be getting into that article on Infowars.com. Then I have countless new clips of the new Black Panther Party and the Democrats and all of them saying, we're going to kill ICE and spray painting it all over Minnesota. Death to America, kill ICE. Black Panthers recruit, quote, to kill ICE agents. Menace police with guns who retreat. Then they go, oh, look, they're scared of us. They're wimps. No, they're trying to not give you the escalation you want. Because they know their bosses are globalists. Like in the case of New York, where you've got Mondami. Clip after clip, they say, as soon as we get back into power, we're coming to your houses to drag you out of your homes. Trump urges Governor Walz and Mayor Fry to cooperate with the administration to turn over criminal illegal aliens. That was this morning. Now Trump says he's talked to Walz. And Walz is saying that, oh, yeah, he's going to work with Trump. Walz is an admitted communist Chinese agent on record, 100%. Remember, he had the National Guard stand down in the summer of 2020 when they burned down the city. But right after that, he sent National Guard out under orders to shoot people with pepper balls and rubber bullets that left their houses or on their front porches. And I said, that's a police state. The National Guard shouldn't have been told to do that when all over the city somebody be washing their car, somebody on their front porch, smoking a cigar. And the National Guard was ordered to say, get back in your house under COVID. And if you didn't get back in your house, you get shot in the face with a rubber bullet. That's a police state. That's criminal. When you have ICE going to get somebody, a criminal alien that's a convicted pedophile or bank robber or multiple robberies, DWIs, and they've got a deportation order, and then mobs show up while they're arresting the person and box in their cars and start throwing rocks at them and water bottles and all the rest of it, or ramming their vehicles. That is the public under Democrat Party control attacking federal officers following a constitutional duty. Shooting people on their front porch in the face with rubber bullets because the Democrats wanted you to stay in your house during their whole fake virus thing is garbage. And if Trump ever did something like that, I'd be against it. This is cut and dry stuff, folks. Okay? People are like, you're the police state expert. You're suddenly all for this. Police state? The Democrats with license plate readers scanning the feds. They're the ones setting up their new government. They're the ones that say they want a secession and a civil war. Got it?
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten 2 final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You remember when they first launched the COVID hysteria, I laid out the whole battle plan that had been cooked up by the UN, by the WEF, under Operation Lockstep, that was designed to destroy the Trump recovery, that Trump was being manipulated. He later admitted that to a great extent. But it was the Democrats that wanted the continual lockdowns. It was the leftist globalist movements around the world that wanted everybody to have a cell phone to leave your house and vaccine passports and UN treaties to take control of our bodies. And if you remember, during 2020, they said, it's good. In 2021, when Black Lives Matter marches and doesn't wear masks and everything, that's actually good. CNN headlines, studies show Black Lives Matter rallies are good for stopping the spread of COVID. But if you leave your house or if you go to church, well, we need to have the National Guard shoot you with rubber bullets in the face under Tim Walz's order. Remember that? Studies show Black Lives Matter marches are good, but anyone else congregating is bad. And if you are going to reopen your church, don't sing and don't get close to each other. And then Biden would hold events with people in white circles, and they'd have kids at their music practice and their band practice inside weird bubbles. And, oh, you couldn't see your loved ones. You had to hug them through plastic. And the politicians got caught on video all over Europe and the U.S. and Canada. When they think the cameras weren't on, they'd have their mask off laughing. They go, oh, we're about to go live. Everyone put your mask on. We got to scare the people. And it came out, it was all CIA written MI6 brainwashing. So the left loves the police state. They want your guns. They want parental rights. They want to take your kids away and sterilize them. They want to tell the illegal aliens in mass, come here, everything's free. The average illegal alien gets 3 times the services that an American citizen gets or someone on disability gets as a citizen, because it's to incentivize them coming to the U.S., being the new permanent underclass. The Democrats control the money they're given and siphon off the majority of it. And that's now all come out. So here is the lockdowns in 2020, late 2020. And that's all, you know, a good thing. Shoot people in the face with rubber bullets. And the lockdowns in Minnesota were some of the worst in the U.S., almost as bad as Canada. Well, you're trying to come out and protest. We're going to ride over your family with big old horses. We're going to seize your bank account. We're going to declare martial law. Oh, that was all great. Just this month, the Canadian Supreme Court ruled that Trudeau acted in a dictatorial fashion, that was a martial law event. Governor Tim Walz sent the Minnesota National Guard to shoot residents with paintballs who were standing on their porches during COVID to force them inside. Did he check on Somalian daycares for COVID compliance? And if he did, what else was discovered? Ha, ha, ha. The type of paintballs they were shooting were basically rubber bullets. They're thick. They really hurt. The military type, we looked it up, are like way more powerful than regular paintball. If you ever played paintball, I played it some, you get hit in the face with just a regular one, it is painful as hell. Those military training ones, you put somebody's eye out easily with that. And again, the military were told to do that. You can't be on your front porch. We're going to shoot you in the face. And if I saw ICE randomly going around telling people get back in their houses, shooting them in the face with rubber bullets, I would say that's wrong. They're not. So again, they're carrying out a constitutional duty. Here's one of the clips of the National Guard under Walz, who he had stand down during the riots that burned down much of the cities. And his wife said she opened the window to smell the burning tires and loved it, the smell of revolution. That was all good. They could march, but you can't be on your front porch at the same time. Here it is.
Oh, there's one. Look at this. They just keep coming.
Oh, go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside! Get inside! Get in your house now! Let's go!
Light him up!
Go inside now!
Get in the house!
Get in, get in, get in, get in, get in, get in! Get in! Get in!
Oh! Ah, oh, that hurt. You good?
Are you okay?
Right on the fucking crotch.
Are you okay? You got hit?
I'm good. They're booked for that, dude.
What?
Shot her right in the crotch. Other people got shot right in the face in other events. So that's wrong. That's dangerous. That's evil. People going with warrants and court orders to get child molesters and bank robbers and human traffickers and fentanyl dealers. That's the law. Blocking their cars, getting in their face, throwing ice chunks and rocks at them. Storming motels, hotels, beating up the staff, trying to dump giant soft drink refrigerators on people. Ramming people up against the walls, bloodying ICE. That's heroic. But, oh, you're on your front porch, we're going to shoot you in the face because Tim Walz said so. And it turned out he ordered them to do that as their commander. So that's who we're dealing with. They love the police state. They ever get full control, you're going to be, we're going to be in a world of hurt. I got a lot of other news I want to hit here on other big subjects. But this is really illustrative of where we are. I got a bunch of clips of the left calling for violence. Also, senators saying Trump's a dictator and about to cancel the election. So we have to rise up. It's all the Podesta plan. We know why they're doing it. They said they would do it. They're following to a T. It's premeditated. They're the bad guys. But instead, most populist conservatives just keep responding to the latest events. And now Trump's like, oh, Tim Walz, he's going to work with me now. He's going to be my friend. Total rope-a-dope. And I think Trump knows that, but we'll see. So here's Fox News reporting on the fact this is totally organized, which we already knew, but now with the signal infiltration, it's all there, run by the Democrats, of course. And then let's just go to a bunch of these clips of the mobs in Minnesota, you name it, chanting death to ICE, calling for attacking the local military base and killing everyone. I mean, just these clips are insane. Go ahead and go to 8, 16, 10, 55, 15, 42, 53, 44, 49, and a lot more. These are just the clips I sent them. They just put them in order the way I sent them to them. But there's just so many of these. Go ahead and go to the clips. Here it is.
To you.
I say it definitely does feel organized to me, and I think you can tell these people are well connected. They are in communication with each other, and they are giving them instructions. This happened all so quickly. People knew where to go, and they are taking commands. This is an organized movement here. There's communication, there's food, there's notices, there's notifications. They got out here in a hurry, and they outnumber this police force probably by about 10 to 1 at this point.
It's incredible. Let's go back to Garrett Tenney. Garrett.
Federal building last night. This is going on all over the country. Portland, Minneapolis. There's groups of lunatics running around. Next is the Black Panthers saying They're recruiting people to kill ICE, and the police are scared of them. This is what it's going to be like to live under communists, folks. Low IQ morons. Now here's New York.
Oh, it's you again. Might as well take your ass right back upstairs.
Walk around, guys.
Black power, motherfucker. The pigs came down here. They came because people had guns. And then they went back upstairs because the Black Panthers got guns and they ain't gonna shit about it. As soon as they saw who it was, they took off. They don't want to fight, man. They don't want to fight, man.
À Philadelphie, c'est légal de se promener avec une arme à feu visible dans la majorité des lieux publics, à condition de détenir un permis de port d'armes.
Oh, Black Panther Party is back! For real! What is you guys' plan? I mean, what is the goal?
Black liberation.
Black liberation? I thought I was liberated already.
Yeah. Well, ICE came on here. Like walking on here,
yeah,
because they come on trains. So imagine they came out here looking around and they saw you,
guys afraid that the police is gonna start confronting you guys?
The police are afraid of us.
Is this legal?
The police are terrified of
what you're doing.
Yeah, and the police are terrified of us.
Literally, we make them leave. We make them move.
As soon as we approach cops, they take off running.
Power to the people. I don't want to get shot by no police.
No, okay.
No, but yeah. ICE need to stop, though.
Yeah, no, we want
to. Okay,
we're ICE anti-ICE. Need to stop. We're fire.
All right, cool, guys. Thank you.
Y'all heard him. He's the chairman, man. He speak for the people that don't have a voice, man. And y'all, man, he speak facts, man. For the people that don't defend themselves. Y'all see what's going on.
All power to the people.
All right. Y'all see what's going on, man. Yeah.
Double time. On a écrit à la ville de Philadelphie et à leur corps de police pour savoir ce qu'ils pensaient de la présence du Black Panther Party for Self-Defense dans leur rue. Ils ne nous ont pas répondu.
I'm furious. I'm so mad I can't even think straight. My entire life today is just centered around how fucking angry I am. And every MAGA, I want to punch you in the fucking face. I want to beat you up until you are a pulp on the ground. I want to curb stomp the shit out of you. If you voted for Donald Trump, come tell me in the comments. I'm going to find where you fucking live. I'm going to beat up your whole fucking family. If you have a 5-year-old kid, I'm going to pick them off too. I fucking hate you guys. You're choosing violence. You're choosing war instead of peace on American streets. And you destroyed the fucking country because you're so fucking racist. I hate every fucking one of you.
Fascist thugs do not get to fall back into working for our law enforcement after we abolish ICE, which ultimately is what we have to do because there is no reforming this. And so I ask you to take care of each other, to stand with us as we continue to push forward rights and resources for our community members. Know your rights. Know that an ICE agent cannot enter your home without a judicial warrant, which is a warrant signed by a judge. And know that we have a rapid response network. If you see ICE activity, the phone number is in the caption of this video, and you can call and report what you are seeing. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe.
So they're just preparing their secession of the blue cities and states. Once they get enough death, their states are false flags, as I've been telling you. So this is an insurgency. It is a globalist takeover. Protesters storm ICE hotel. Government shutdown threat over funding. You got the Drudge Report trying to hype this as much as they can. Now, Graham Planter is up in Maine, and he's got the nomination for the Senate race, and he's the type of guy they want in power. And you listen to him, everything he says is an inversion. The truth is the opposite of what he's saying. Here he is.
Comrades and compatriots, this is the administration using the age-old tactic of targeting the marginalized and the exploited, to scapegoat them in order to increase their capacity to use force and violence. The federal government has invaded our state to terrorize our communities, abduct our neighbors, and sow fear.
Their neighbors.
All in the service of consolidating power. and they are doing it. They are doing it in order to consolidate power, because this is about power. And it is frustrating to watch some who are supposedly in power in our state to not use it effectively in resistance. Some are. Our Secretary of State, as she mentioned, has done a great thing, refusing to hand out license plates that are going to be unmarked for ICE officers. And yet we watch leaders and structures of power fail to comprehend the moment in history we are actually in. Community rapid response teams, volunteer reporting networks, mutual aid networks, organizers and activists who are rising to their moment in history. To the people of Minneapolis, who are showing us all what true power looks like and how to build it.
Yep, Robin, tens of millions of dollars, engaged in total lawlessness, violence.
No one is coming to save us. But in saving ourselves, we are going to learn how capable we truly are. Find those organizations already in the fight. Join a rapid response team. Join a mutual aid network. Sign up for trainings. Because what we are building isn't just about resisting ICE. It is about building the power to, in the words of Tom Paine, make the world over again. Are we going to fight? Are we going to resist? That is why we are going to win. Solidarity. Solidarity forever.
Good old classic communism. Funded by the megabanks, by the ultra elites. To stop us from taking back control of the country. Bring in the illegal aliens. Weaponize them. Call them the neighbors. Call MS-13 gangbangers and TDA leaders, Maryland man. They mean business. All right, I'm going to shift gears into the other domestic politics, geopolitics, the economy, huge developments on so many massive fronts. We've also got them trying to bring back a new pandemic. We've got so much that's so important in the second hour. And a huge guest, Sam Tripoli, in the third and fourth hour today. But before I go any further, I'm very excited to announce that our great sponsor, Bigly, this has been a long time in the making, has come out with a nootropic energy vitamin mineral drink that is super strong with no letdown, that is next level in its quality. Optimal Human is already a very popular product they put out that is the best green superfood I've ever used or tried. You've heard Harrison rave about it. It's amazing at theyellowstonestore.com. But now, and quite frankly, I just take half a shot of one of these and then just do it the second part the next day because it's so strong. I wouldn't drink a whole one if I was you. It's very strong. It's full of all these vitamins and minerals on top of it. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel. That's the name of the product. Is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant-heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, zero sugar. Benefits, no crash, no blood sugar spike. Advantage can be used daily without guilt. This is so good for you. Caffeine-free formula benefits smooth, clean energy. Advantage ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. Nootropic water blend of alpha GPC. It's also got citricoline in it. DMAE, GABA. It's also benefits, supports mental clarity and focus. Advantage competes with premium brand formulas in a convenient shot. Adaptogenic and herbal proprietary blend. Balanced, grounded energy, advanced, appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. It has high-quality electrolytes and B vitamins and so much more. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel. It's called Mind Fuel. It isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off when you become a subscriber. Cancel anytime. And there's a bunch of other deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But something I don't talk enough about is just their classic Optimal Human. And when they became a sponsor in the last few years, I, quite frankly, because it wasn't one of my products, they were selling on the site. I already had a green food I was taking. I didn't ever take it. Didn't really plug it. And then Harrison was like, oh, my God, have you tried this? It's insane, the energy, the clarity, the focus. It's just got a bunch of stimulants in it. And all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the concentrated super nutrients. So I started taking it, and now I religiously take it. I religiously take it because it works so well. And a little tip, if you're eating another green food and you get some benefit from it, but it doesn't really taste bad, it's not strong. I'll be honest with you. You know, I kind of hold my nose when I put this in water and drink it. It doesn't taste horrible, but it tastes very herbally. Let's just say very strong because it's so jam-packed. Now, I'm talking about the original Optimal Human Super Green Concentrate. The berry flavor of this new great product, Mind Fuel, tastes great. And it's all organic, it's all natural, and it really is a game changer. And it funds this operation. But if you've never gotten any of the products, I'm only going to sell stuff that really works, that's really great, that's really empowering. But if you want the most instant results and want to be blown away, then you want Ultramethylene Blue. I'm telling you, we have the best methylene blue. You've heard about it. We have the best. It's discounted as well at thealexjonesstore.com. If you haven't got it, you are really missing out. Plus, your support is vital to this transmission. So be sure to get Ultramethylene Blue. We have the strongest turmeric, you name it, the best bovine colostrum, and so much more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all at thealexjonesstore.com. A jam-packed hour number two straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, This is tasty. It's delicious. It's good for you. It helps children. It helps middle-aged people. And it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy. And we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now, I wanted to play a couple short clips before I get into the economic, military, and geopolitical news. Next segment with some really big breaking information. With a couple clips, here is a leftist. And this is just so illustrative. Having their own logic about how they're leaving the United States and how they're having to jump through these hoops to move to another country, not being able to even come to grips with the fact that the U.S. has some of the loosest immigration laws in the world. And when all these other countries have it, it's fine. And they think they're leaving a tyranny to go to a country that has even more controls than us. There's no logic. There's no common sense. There's no nothing. It's crazy. And that ties into Peter Schweizer. And this is official about how the Mexican government itself believes it's going to recapture much of the United States. These are both very important clips. Here they are.
Want to see liberal logic in real time?
I am leaving this country, the United States, in 213 days. And I am spending day after day researching schools, where to live, how to afford this, visas, taxes, everything.
So you understand that there is a process to go into another country then, right?
With what they're doing to immigrants, with what we are doing to other countries.
Okay, so it's okay for other countries to do it and you're going to go to them, but when we do it, it's wrong?
I can't be here anymore. I can't breathe here.
So you're okay with doing all the steps necessary to move to another country because it's okay for them to do it, but you're fleeing from this country because we're enforcing those same laws that we've always had?
Can I also empathize with the countries that are being inundated with immigrants? I'm sorry.
So you're sorry because you understand that it causes issues, but you don't mind putting that on another country because you're angry that this country is trying to fix that problem?
I'm not trying to ask anyone to assimilate to me, okay? I am moving and I expect to fully have to assimilate into that culture as much as I possibly can.
So you understand that you should assimilate when you move to another country, but you're angry that people are coming here and not assimilating and we're trying to fix that.
For 1 second, understand why people are leaving.
Totally fine with you leaving, but it's a little hard to understand where the disconnect comes in, that it's okay for all the other countries to have these laws, but the fact that we are enforcing these laws finally after not under the last administration, it's a problem.
We're literally escaping fascism.
Oh, okay. You're brainwashed. I get it now. Well, good luck with your travels.
I always thought of Mexico in the context of, okay, you've got kind of this hapless government and it's corrupt. The reality is, in their own words, they view immigration very differently. This is from a government report written by one of President Sheinbaum's top aides in December of 2024. We already know that the Mexican population in the United States reaches 39.9 million. We Mexicans are reclaiming our territory. Here's a powerful senator who's also a member of the Morena Party, who sits on the National Defense Committee, which is the most powerful committee in the Mexican Senate. Quote, we Mexicans are in our territories, California, Nevada, Texas, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Wyoming. We're going to take back the territory that was stolen from us. You hear these quotes and you think, okay, well, maybe this is just bravado. But as I point out in the book, they have actually created a network and infrastructure inside the United States. And this infrastructure, this includes Mexican government officials inside the United States who are organizing violent protests like those that hit Los Angeles, those that are in Minneapolis. And they are actively participating in our politics. They are working to elect Democrats who are sympathetic to them on immigration and working to defeat President Trump through Mexican consulates. For them, immigration is about transforming the United States.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Consum amici, bubunera, sutra in preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Developments. The globalist kingpin that runs Canada, Mark Carney's cracked, now says Canada has no intention of pushing free trade deal with China after Trump threatens 1,000% tariffs. We've got more on that front. Citing Trump, German government calls for Germany's gold reserves to be withdrawn from the United States, something Kirk Elliott 6 months ago predicted was coming. We also have the UN coming back out and now saying we've got to stop eating red meat and let the UN dictate what you eat or the earth's going to die. And that ties into new predictions that if we don't, we'll all be dead in just a few years. They've been saying that for 50 years. There's always a new thing to be scared of. We got clips of that. We also have big developments in the UK. If you thought their police state was bad, wait till you hear this. And Trump's threatening major tariffs on them. They don't back down on that. It's a big deal. Also, Trump's Greenland gamble is already paying off. And that's why the globalists are so mad, because their old order that is tyrannical and kleptocratic and crony capitalistic, using socialism and communism as the grassroots system, but above it, basically fascism, is falling apart. And that's why their last big move is to create a civil war, in their own words. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott up. Yes, he's our sponsor, but that's not the main reason he's here. The top gold and silver broker in North America, because he has on record the best ratings. You know, they sell it wholesale, so you know what you're getting. There's no shell games like so many other companies. But man, it's now overperforming what he said. Let's pull up silver right now. Where is silver today? When I checked about an hour ago, it was at $113. Whoa. Whoa, it's gone up $5 in just the last hour. Oh, my goodness. $117.23. Wow. What's driving that? Maybe you're not into silver and gold. Maybe you're mad you didn't get into it 2 years ago. We told you now is the time. You didn't miss the boat, folks. You just missed, the absolute super sweet spot if you just listen to me. But it's okay. All the evidence shows only more coming. Now, this is so volatile. Will we see a correction? Probably. And then it'll just go back up even more, I predict. But regardless, I started telling you to get into silver when it was $30 an ounce. Started telling you to get back into gold when it was, you know, $2,500 an ounce. So I'm only going to steer you where I would go. Silver just broke another record. Here's what's driving the precious metals' new price surge. Let's pull up gold for folks, too. Let's show them where gold is right now. But what an exciting time to be alive. But what is driving this? Gold is now at $5,089.52. So, Dr. Elliott, thank you for being here. Let's first talk about just the raw numbers, silver and gold. How much is silver up in just the first 26 days this year? How much is gold up in just the first 26 days? And what is driving this meteoric rise?
So this is wild, Alex, because when I sent you these numbers, like literally right before I came on the air, like an hour ago, silver was up 57% year to date. 57. It's January 26th, right? So, but in the last hour, it's up to now almost 118. Now it's up 66% year to date. It's the 26th of January. You know, most people would say, if I can get 56% on my stock returns over the next 3 years, I'd be really happy, right? That's almost like 20% a year. And gold is up like 19% year to date. It's not like that's doing too shabby either. But Alex, 66% in the first 3 weeks of this year. And when we go back to the predictions that we had made on your show, you know, people thought it was crazy when in January of 25, literally a year ago, silver was at 28. And remember what we said? It would be 67 to 75 by the end of the year. It ended up at 71. Then the next one was silver should be 120 to 140 by late spring, early summer. Alex, we're going to be at 120 before the end of this week. It's like, and it's still January. We don't have to wait for late spring or early summer. And to me, when you've got both gold and silver moving at the same time, not at the same rate, silver is literally growing at three times the rate of growth of gold, but they're both going up. What does this tell us? This is not a speculative bubble, right? Which the Hunt brothers in the late '70s was speculation. Tech stocks in 2000 was speculative bubble. Subprime lending in 2009, 2010, that was speculation. This is truly supply and demand. This is something completely different. And so we've talked about this last week. Last week we talked about how China was paying a $9 premium over U.S. spot price just to get silver, and because they are out. So here's what's interesting about what Trump is doing in Venezuela that has a direct impact on China. So what most people don't realize, China is the largest refining country in the world for silver. They're about 60 to 70% of all the global refining capacity every year. Where do they get their source product from? Like from the mines, right? Most of it comes from Latin America.
Venezuela.
So, yeah, Venezuela, Peru.
Well, that's what you said just 2 weeks ago. You said us blocking the ships right there is going to explode it.
It will, and it did. And it did. So now China's got this problem. So Trump, maybe he knew it, maybe he didn't, right? But what he's doing is dramatically impacting the price of silver, which they made a critical mineral, right? It's a strategic metal now, that China really needs. So when you start to connect some of these dots, I think Trump is absolutely brilliant because, you put it on the strategic minerals list for national security reasons. Then what does China do? China stops exporting it to the rest of the world. It's like, this is interesting because China is what? An exporting nation. They live on exports and they stopped exporting silver. Why? Because they need it. They absolutely need it for manufacturing. Now the problem that Trump is basically, for all intents and purposes, has Latin America under political and economic positive relations with America in the sense of, yeah, we're at war with Venezuela, but Trump is now controlling the assets. America is controlling the asset flow out of there, whether we're blocking the strategic waterways for rare earth metals, right, going into China. They can't refine it anymore because those go through the straits, the waterways of Venezuela. This is very interesting. So what Trump did, he's dramatically impacting the price, right? And he's sticking it to China. And this is really interesting because this is why China is paying $9 premium over spot price to get silver into China.
And let's be clear before you go further. China with the globalists did one-sided deals, got 98% control of earth minerals, had our Panama Canal handed over to them. We were all positioned for collapse. The CFR bragged about the end of America for decades, the Chinese century. At the last minute, Trump is grabbing back what was already in our hegemonic area, was already under our control, and that's why the globalists are so pissed right now, because Carney even tried to run over and pledge allegiance to China 2 weeks ago. That blew up, and now he's had to run back to Trump because we hold all the cards. We were about to lose the cards. That's why people that don't understand economics or geopolitics don't understand, and you're a very smart economist, you said Trump's doing exactly what you would do. And as you said, it's pretty much the only moves he had left anyways.
It is. And so you talked a lot last week about Greenland, right? And the strategic importance of Greenland. Well, that is ticking off the globalists a lot, right? Because we need it for strategic, for basically global safety. We need Greenland, right? So what is Trump's negotiating tools on some of this tariffs on Europe? So now remember, it was last year that a bunch of the silver was leaving London, leaving the rest of the world and coming back to America. Trump was repatriating the gold and silver. We wanted it under our control, right?
And you said, what happens when Germany wants their gold back?
Yeah, they already tried to get it back way back in the day under Angela Merkel when she was the chancellor, right? She tried to get it, and the Fed basically said, we don't have it. We've rehypothecated it, right? We're leasing it out to other places. We'll give you your gold back in 7 years. It's like, what? It's our gold. We were putting it there for safekeeping, right? If I were Germany, I would have been really ticked. So now that Trump is putting tariffs on the European Union, he's got the European Union squirming and wondering what are we going to do? So economists in Germany are telling the German government, hey, just as of this morning, it's like, we need to repatriate all of our gold. We don't feel safe with it being in American vaults anymore. So they're wanting it back. Here's the problem, Alex. COMEX has almost been bled dry of gold and silver. It's like they don't have it, especially on silver. But here's the thing. When COMEX is already running low on inventory, now Germany wants to repatriate theirs. The exchange for physicals, the movement.
All the evidence is that we have not even begun to see the real bull market.
We haven't. And this is what's really interesting to me is they're requesting physical delivery. And I'm telling you, I don't think the physical delivery is there to be had again. So what's Germany going to do there? This is going to cause gold and silver to absolutely soar, which we're already seeing. So let's take silver as the case study here. So,
and by the way, so many listeners who are smart but still not get it, even some family like, but gold's always better. It costs more. And I'm like, no, the ratio of silver is way undervalued. Everybody agrees compared to gold. Gold will be great later. You want silver. Now, wasn't Kirk Elliott right, folks? Silver was the thing to get into. And people will also ask, how much longer will that be? When does that gold-silver ratio trade happen?
Well, probably pretty soon. So I think we're going to start to do this ratio trade within the next month. We'll probably start working out maybe a little bit longer. It's got to be systematic rollout, right, to lock in people's profits. But today, as we speak, the gold to silver ratio is at about 45. Earlier this year, it was in the upper 80s. I mean, it's come down a lot, right? So here's the crazy thing about this is, this is going to accelerate because China running out, they're paying a $9 premium. They're bleeding COMEX dry.
But
bigger
than that is that all the major mines say they already have orders way above capacity. You don't just snap your fingers and start a new mine. It takes, what, 5 to 10 years? I mean, every indicator that industrial use is skyrocketing. It's the perfect storm.
It's the perfect storm. It actually takes like 10 to 18 years for a mine to, from conception to production. But with the $9 instant arbitrage opportunity where China's paying $9 premium over spot, what are people in America doing at COMEX? They're selling their silver, moving it out of COMEX to Shanghai for an instantaneous $9 per ounce profit. So COMEX has very little availability. It's like not there. Now that Germany is wanting to take their gold, I think the U.S. vaults are about to run dry, which is possibly why Trump is saying, well, we're going to have a $2.5 billion capital infusion into rare earth materials and rare earth metals and put together, you know, smelts and refineries and all this stuff, right?
That's right. So, I just ordered the Pentagon a month ago to move into silver refining.
Yeah. So Trump's seeing this ahead of the game like he always does. And now we're seeing the fruit on the tree from some of these decisions. It's like no wonder he did what he did. Right. So here's where I'm so excited, Alex, because we've been right. And I'm not glad to be right for the sake of being right. I'm glad to be right because we're literally helping tens of thousands of people change their retirements forever. I mean, people ask me all the time, oh, Kirk, is it too late? Have I missed the boat? You haven't missed the boat. Clients who called on Friday of last week, like literally a business day ago, and allocated into silver are already in a profit position from Friday. Because look what silver is doing. So now Bank of America, Alex, has said gold is going to be $6,000 an ounce by spring of this year. And that's only a couple months away, right? So now all the eyes of the world literally are on precious metals, gold and silver. So here's what's exciting to me. When we get to a 40-to-1 gold to silver ratio, right, which is where we'll probably pull the first trigger, it's only a few percentage points away from here. With Bank of America being at $6,000 an ounce gold, at a 40-to-1 ratio, where does that put silver? At $150. It's like, we've said on this show for the last year that silver is going to probably be 120 to 140 by late spring, early summer. This falls right in alignment with Bank of America. Now, here's my problem with that is Bank of America always understates what's going to happen, right? So that means, as usual, I've understated it as well, but I do it because I want to underpromise and overdeliver.
Well, here's another example. I mean, Warren Buffett's never been in silver and gold. What, 3 months ago, he started moving into it.
Yeah, he did. In very large sum. Now, how did he do it? He bought 1/3 of Newmont Mines up in Canada. I was like, why would you buy 1/3 of a big mining company if you don't like gold and silver? No, he's getting into the production of what he thinks is going to be a value. He's a value investor that buys companies that have utility. That's all he ever has done. That's his mantra in investment philosophy in life. So he sees gold at these prices as a value and something that's going to have utility. That's why he's buying gold mines, right? Maybe I misspoke on Newmont. I can't remember which mine. It was a big mass mining.
Here's the bottom line. There are psychological resistance points. Talk about a few of those we went through with silver and gold, because it's always been undervalued. They've always manipulated it with the naked, you know, shorts and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's admitted. I mean, I've seen even Mainline, JP Morgan, all of them say that's all over. So the only question is, gut level, you're not saying this is going to happen, but you know, between me and you at dinner, you know, you're saying it was higher than it's, you were estimating about 20% more than it was. You were dead on now. Really gut level, how high could this go?
Well, hundreds of dollars an ounce by the end of the year. So Michael Oliver, I follow some very good technical researchers. Jesse Colombo is one of them with the Bubble Report. Michael Oliver is another one. So Michael Oliver came out this morning with solid fundamental reasons why he thinks silver is going to be 300 to 500 an ounce not by the end of the year, by the second quarter of this year, Alex. It's like, so he's talking about the breakout signals technically, you know, it smashed through its long-term, you know, price. We've now passed through nothing that has to do with the technical pattern, but it's purely psychological, $100 an ounce. That we didn't even pause at $100 an ounce. We went through it where now we're at 117. This move is one of those moves to a new reality that we're facing globally. It's this paradigm shifting moment where tangible assets are really the only things that, that people are wanting. This is why the exchange for physicals is so hot. Now, when did this start? In his analysis, he said the timeline and speed, the clock started at the November close in silver when we were talking about what happened on Thanksgiving. Remember that show? We talked about how COMEX shut down. They halted trading on Thanksgiving. This started this clock ticking. Why would you halt? Why would you halt on copper and silver only? Well, it's because there was no supply. The shorts were, they had to stop the market from overheating because they had too many shorts. Right now, you've got this base case. Silver heads into the couple of hundreds of dollars soon. Upside potential 300 to 500, according to Oliver, by this spring with, you know, and when these barriers break, right, when you start to hit major psychological numbers, which are just even numbers, 100, 200, 300, and it blows through those like what we've seen with 100, sky is the limit, Alex. And I'm not trying to be a pie in the sky person. I'm talking about this is the first modern day bull market that's not speculation.
Absolutely. So we've gone over all those angles. So here's the bigger questions. I want to open the phones up for specific questions for Dr. Kirk Elliott on silver, on gold, on the economy, what this means. But let's talk about the downside here. Great for people that are into silver and gold, okay? But at the same time, what institutions, what groups have been caught with their pants down, and what does this indicate for the global economy in general that this is happening? We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, let's do a pitch here. With Kirk Elliott, silver and gold, you whatever wholesale is, you can just check it online, you know, at Google, and that's what it is when you call. And then no cost when you sell it back. The highest ratings, the biggest, the best, the most successful. You're insane if you go anywhere else. I've got a friend who was, you said, oh, hey, I just, you know, went to the post office and picked up 10 ounces of silver. And I said, did you get it from Kirk Elliott? Because he's a listener. He said, no, 10 ounces isn't enough. Kirk Elliott's too big. Kirk, to be clear, you're happy to sell somebody 10 ounces of silver, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy. And I hope that they do because there's no commission when you liquidate it. I don't care if it's 10 ounces or 100 ounces or 1,000 ounces or 10,000 ounces. I don't care.
And also, you can roll over all sorts of financial instruments. You're the guy to get a free phone consultation with, you and your crew. Sign up on the email. They'll call you. Don't wait, folks. This is such an easy decision. It's the surest bet out there. And it supports this broadcast, a 360 win, 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. And you've got the depositories that have all of it ready to ship in different regions. You can keep it there, keep it at your house, keep it in your safe deposit box. They'll answer all your questions that in zero pressure. In fact, I've called myself, and I'm like, God, you guys, you know, you need to pressure me a little bit. You need to tell me what to do. It's very low pressure, very nice people. They want to help you in a long-term relationship. It's so easy. And I'm telling you, don't think just because silver has gone up like this or gold that you've missed the boat. All the indicators are no. Might it go down a little bit in a week or a month and then pop right back up? Like I keep telling you, you know, it's at 70 and it goes to 80, it goes down to 75, then it goes to 90, it goes down to 80, then it goes to 100, then it goes down to 90. And I'm just like, guys, you know, everything's baked into this. This is the surest bet there is. 720-605-3900 or KEPM.com/gold. We'll be right back with Dr. Elliott.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And again, I don't say this to toot my horn or feel powerful. It's very frustrating to me because I just know all this information. I've always been into politics. I've always been into the military. I've always been into geopolitics. I've always been into history. And I've been on here 32 years in April. And I've just surrounded myself with the people that have the track records of being right the most. And I know what's happening to the global order. I know what's happening with the economy. I know what's happening in society. I know who the players are. And I know how to beat them. I told you decades ago that this current form of globalism would fall apart, would never work. But they'd try to reconstitute it. And I even made the calls about when they would admit their system was dead. They've been admitting it a little bit in the last year. Now they totally admit it. And that's an important moment for them. But that doesn't mean we're out of the woods, because you still have these different institutions that are very anti-human. They're just admitting their previous plan didn't work. Still, the AI and the anti-humans garbage and all of it is still moving forward. So we're not out of the woods yet. And I want to be clear. It's dangerous to have ICE running around the streets. It's dangerous to have the Insurrection Act. But the Democrats flooded us. They said, come here. They put the illegals on all the welfare. They said it was their plan to break the country up under replacement migration and the Podesta plan. So they're the initiators. And so we have this fire axe break an emergency there for this. It's time to get rid of the filibuster. It's time to declare the Insurrection Act and crush these unlawful uprisings before they get out of hand, which is the plan. They're going to misrepresent it as a police state when they're the ones in their own documents that say it's their plan. That said, I can see the perspective of libertarians and others that say, hey, we got two citizens dead. This is out of control. Yeah, and they sent them out to these dangerous situations, and the Democrats said they knew this would happen. When they send these people out to do this, they know some are going to get killed. Do we have the same concern by the patriots that don't want to see federal police running around when they're breaking in their hotels every night and beating them up and attacking them? No. So there's a lot of moralizing about some of the broken eggs here, when what other choice do we have? Yeah. We ever defeat the globalist, I don't want to keep all this police state going. And the danger is it will. But we're already in the police state of the left. The left already on their signal chats has access to the police license plate reading cameras. They've got their own police state, their own lockdown police state, their own brainwash your kid to be a tranny without you knowing and take your kid away from you in a whole bunch of states. So there's many forms of this. And Trump, like Abraham Lincoln, is being pushed into a confrontation by them. And I'll cover that more later in the broadcast. And I don't disagree with people that have serious concerns. Some people, though, are for the other side, and they're just trying to pull on our heartstrings and you know, get us to moralize about how Trump's the bad guy. Trump is trying to fix things. And I think that's overwhelmingly clear. I respect Mike Adams, known him for 20 years, great guy. He'll be on tomorrow. He's really concerned about ICE, and I agree with a lot of what he's saying. So I think he comes at this from a perspective of good questioning it. So I think we'll have not a debate, but a brainstorm about this. And I'll challenge him. He'll challenge me, and I think we'll be able to come to some type of consensus here. But I'd like to ask Elliot about that, and then also what gold and silver doing this signifies about the economy. Well, we know. They've given up on stopping inflation. The only question is, we have stagflation under the globalist plan for the Great Reset, austerity by design, or do you want expansionary inflation that's slowed but still there with more goods and services, higher paychecks, and so it equalizes out? That's the Trump plan versus their plan. But Dr. Elliott, I want to give the number out, 5 or 6 calls on the economy for Dr. Elliott, on gold, on silver, whatever your questions are, the toll-free number on this subject only, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Again, 877-789-2539. So, Dr. Elliott, would you like to comment on the ICE situation and the domestic temperature? Would you like to get into what this signifies, gold and silver, for the rest of the economy?
We can talk about ICE. So to me, when you have social conflict, which is we've got conflict, we've got everybody hating everybody in this world, is very polarized, right? And so to me, whenever this happens, it's a temperature that starts to impact the financial markets, right? When you've got this kind of stuff, if it goes on for long enough, people are going to start to see hurdles in their future, right? And they're going to start to pull back the reins. It's just human nature. So here's where are they going to pull back the reins? They're not going to invest so much in equities and bonds. because it's like, wow, why did they invest in those? Because they want consistency of future expectations. They want to know that the framework is in place for a growing economy, that the management of these companies are amazing, that their products are amazing, and this is how people invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and things like that. Now, their words are going to come down because this is a big hurdle. Nobody knows how far this goes. Is it going to be able to be squelched? Is it going to amplify? What is the temperature of America going to be? Are we on the verge of a revolution? See, those are the kind of things that don't help stock and bond markets. However, those are the kind of things that actually do help gold and silver, because in times of crisis, in times of turmoil, in times of uncertainty, gold and silver since the beginning of time, which is why kingdoms, kings and kingdoms have always invested in gold, right? It's like they do very well during times of uncertainty because they're stable. They're real. They have value. They're transparent and accountable. And so, yeah, I hate what's seeing with our country right now in this awful hatred spreading throughout everywhere. But gold and silver at least are going to do well during times like this, Alex.
Oh, there's no doubt. And that answers the second part of your question. What's it mean for the rest of the economy that silver and gold are exploding like this? It means exactly what you said. There's too much paper. When people figure that out, then every real commodity is only going to explode. That's why all the elites are buying up farmland, gold, silver, infrastructure.
Yeah. And so I don't know if people have seen natural gas prices. It's up 100% in the last 30 days. 100%. Okay. So when you're starting to see natural gas, oil, gold and silver, the insatiable appetite for things that are real go up, it tells us what people think about everything else. People don't want these paper assets. People are afraid. You're not just your viewers, because what we've talked about the Japanese yen carry trade being over, the global liquidity for normal asset categories is over, right? It's over. There's not going to be much more stimulus money coming from the international markets and the yen.
And look at how Japan just dissolved their government. I mean, this is explosive. So I want to go to some phone calls, but do a pitch for people. Tell people about your services, also the financial services, the rollovers. Yeah. People need to call you.
Here's the thing. So IRAs, just tax-free rollovers, right? So from a 401k to an IRA, we can handle that. If you're 59 and a half or over, get rid of your existing 401k, roll into something that's growing. And, or you can take delivery of it outside of an IRA or store it. You know, it's up to you. We will help you. We can't use a cookie cutter approach. We can't, because everybody's different. Everyone says, oh, I don't trust anybody storing my stuff. Well, then take it at home. And I've got people that say, you don't know where I live. I don't trust having it here. Well, then store it, right? We can help. But the key is be in the right place at the right time. Here's the thing, Alex. Last year when silver went up 147%, 147 in 1 year, it could slow down 90%. And it's still getting 14.7% a year, which is greater than what you're getting on stock markets overall, right? So this is the bull market of a generation. And we can help you with your IRAs, non-IRAs, 401k rollovers, 403bs. Get out of your toxic assets. Get out of your paper into something that's growing. Just call us. I can't use a cookie cutter approach because everybody is different, and we'll meet you where you're at to help you achieve your goals.
And as I said when you first came on, when you see silver go up $20 a day, I made the prediction, not as an economist, I've just seen it. If you've got decades for it to even, you know, go up halfway what it did, and now it's shooting up 20% a day, it's easy to predict you're going to have little corrections. But when you look at the overall graph, then it just goes back up again.
Correct. I mean, expect volatility. Expect it. Know that we are going to have a big down day, and it's going to shock people, and it's going to rock them to their core. It's like, what did I just do? It's like, you know what? In the past, this is key. These kind of corrections that we will see, and I don't know when we're going to get it. Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be when silver hits 150 and it comes down to 130? I don't know. I just know that it's going to happen. But in the past, when you've had big corrections like that, it's taken months of consolidation to get back. We saw a big correction 2 weeks ago when silver went from 88 down to in the 70s in like 70 minutes. You know what? It was there for a day. It was there for a day. The corrections that we're seeing now, because there's so much oxygen, so much supply and demand issues in this market, we're not seeing months long of consolidation. We're seeing like a day. So use that.
Well, a lot of this computers were all programmed that when silver, mm-hmm. say, hit, you know, 115 today, or like 120 or whatever, to just sell, sell, sell. Isn't that a lot of computer programmed in?
Yeah, the algorithmic traders are big in stocks, bonds, and in any market. You know, computers have kind of taken over. But here's what's really interesting about it. You can't manipulate something where there's no supply, right? You can try, and it's not going to last very long, because you can drive the price down for the, like the banks have done since the beginning of time.
Well, that's really the story. I even saw J.P. Morgan, Diamond, saying last year, he goes, the days of manipulation are gone. They just can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Why is that? Because you've got an industrial metal that's needed for just about everything, and Sony and Samsung and all these companies are going to need it. So what are they going to do? If it dips down for a day, they're buying it because they need it. The problem is, how quickly are they going to get delivery when the exchanges are so oversold? Right.
Great point. So people need to call you and get a free consultation, or get the email, get a call back. People need to take action and do this. KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3900. But like you said, one of your biggest businesses is rolling over the different instruments. It's so easy. If people would have done this with you, in the you've been on for about 26 months, 27 months. If somebody would have rolled over some of that stuff, where would they be now? Well, just on silver.
I mean, so just last year, so January of 2025, silver was $28. So it was up 147. It's already up 66% this year. So you'd be up over 210% since January of 25. 210%. Alex, I mean, that's a lot. That's like $100,000 turning into over $300,000. This is amazing, right? So, you know, I get questions from people all the time that, you know, the biggest one lately is there's all kinds of fake stuff on the internet. You know, from AI generated speeches about silver, it's like, oh, you've got to get rid of your bullion and buy old rare stuff so it's not confiscated. And Trump signed an executive order that's going to confiscate silver. That's why it was put on the critical minerals list. No, he didn't. He didn't. And here's the thing.
Oh, that was a scam decades ago. Get numismatic because it's non-confiscatable. That is a lie to rip you off, folks. Let's go to some phone calls. Let's go to King DC Mob in Arizona. Quite the name. Go ahead, King. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a couple quick questions for Dr. Kirk Elliott. One, I got into the silver before I was able to learn about your business. And I want to, once we get to that 40 to 1 ratio, I was wondering if that's something that you could help me out with when I'm ready to do it. All my silver is currently in a depository in Texas, and I'd rather kind of move my business over towards you when the time comes. Is that something that you would be able to help out with?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't charge you when you liquidate, so it would behoove you to do that, right? So just move it over so we can actually take care of that ratio trade and move you into gold when it gets there. I will, even though you didn't buy it from me, I won't charge you to liquidate it, right, where other firms will. Either they're not going to buy it because they don't have the capital, or they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. Don't do that. Just call our office. Let me know. We'll get you squared away. We'll move it to the right depository. I don't know if it's in the same one. There's multiple depositories in Texas, but just call us. And yes, I would love to help you out and not charge you when you liquidate that stuff.
Okay, great. And then another thing, I know a lot of my people that I'm dealing with, they have the same question is, would it be the best idea to remove it out of the, Texas depository to avoid the tax bomb once it is time to cash out? Mine is a traditional IRA, and I'm just thinking about how the taxes, as the, you know, the value grows, so are the taxes when I am ready to pull it out. Is that something that you recommend doing, pulling it out now, dealing with the taxes when they're a little bit lower?
No, our taxes going to, so here's the thing. I would keep it in the IRA, keep it in a tax deferred growing asset. And then if you systematically take it out down the road, you're taxed as ordinary income as it comes out. But all these things you should talk to your CPA about though. But here's the thing that I'm thinking of. All else being equal, that makes sense. What is the black swan that Trump has talked about himself? It's like the IRS is irrelevant. Maybe we can get rid of income taxes for people that make less than $200,000 a year. Or maybe get rid of the IRS altogether. At that point, there is going to be no taxes, right? I'm not saying that's 50-50 that's going to happen, right? But always keep it in a tax-deferred asset, you know, vehicle, which is your IRA, until the time is right. I wouldn't pull
all
it
right, out. All right, all right. Thank you for the call. We got to jump here. I should have called us earlier. Debbie in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Elliott. Back in 2008, I bought $1,000 in silver. It was like $12 and some change an ounce. And I bought $6,000 in gold. Problem is, with the silver, they sent it to me all in mercury dimes. I don't have a clue how many dimes it takes to make an ounce. I was hoping they'd send me silver dollars, but they didn't. Can you help me?
Yeah, so those are like... For every $1 in dimes, so 10 dimes, you're going to have like almost 3/4 of an ounce of silver in there. So when it comes time to liquidate it or just call my office, you can ship those in and we can exchange them and get you into just bullion or just keep it until the silver market's over and sell it to us. I won't charge you when you want to liquidate it.
Okay. And as far as I think I paid $8.97 an ounce for the gold. And now it's gone absolutely berserk. I mean, I'm sitting on a gold mine here, and it's scary. I mean, I got it in a very safe location, you know, so I can get
Well, aren't
to
you
it
glad you got into silver and gold a long time ago, Debbie?
Oh, I mean, so wise. Good for you.
I'm 76 years old. Yeah, I'm pretty sharp cookie for my age. But I thought, man, I am sitting on a whole bunch of money here. Jesus. But I thank Joyce Riley for that and Steve Quayle. Because, Alex, you really weren't talking about gold and silver back in... I've been listening to you.
No, I haven't been promoted in about 14, 15 years because I wanted to get people in the bull market. So that's how I operate. But people weren't badly promoting it before. I just got out of it because I didn't want people to have instant success. Thank you, Debbie. Let's go to Noel in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Poor commoner, family, wife, 3 kids. Thankfully, I was wise enough during my wild years as a youth to stock a little bit, not significant, but a little bit. Best advice for what is probably a good portion of the listening audience, young, mid-30s, family with kids, best advice, is there still a chance to jump in even on a tight paycheck-to-paycheck budget? And then lastly, Alex, NGOs. We talk about non-governmental organizations all the time and studying media. People need to know NGO, not good optics. So this layered, nuanced conversation with ICE and everything that's going on, when you have bad optics, like with what Kristi Noem and what everyone else is doing, it creates, sociologically speaking, people to quickly turn on each other or quickly dive into fake things or posting fake pictures and AI-generated stuff. So not good optics, people. Remember that if you're going out and protesting or debating. God bless you all.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chart. I just want to know, is that spot or wholesale?
You mean looking at a chart where?
Your KEPM chart.
Yeah, anybody that says they're selling gold or silver at spot's lying. Spot's what it is in the ground.
So what's your chart then? Is it spot
or that's spot. That's spot price. That's spot price. That's the London fix. It's not a futures price. So then when you have a manufactured bar, all of them have a wholesale that's slightly over spot, right? Which is the manufacturing cost. Spot's price in the ground. You make it into a coin or bar. That's going to be anywhere from like 1% over on a 1,000-ounce bar to 5% over on everything else. So then we charge 8% on top of the wholesale. When you liquidate, you're going to get wholesale.
Great. So
because we don't charge anything when you liquidate. Yeah.
Yeah, but you charge me something when I change my stuff that I have. You charge me basically wholesale on top of 8%. So I'm looking at probably 15 to 20%, depending on how much I'm giving you, correct?
Not 20. No, that would be too high. If wholesale is like 5%, 1 to 5% over, so you're talking about maybe 13% over, and then you don't go all the way back to spot when you liquidate unless it's a 1,000-ounce bar. You're going to get something greater than spot price.
Right. Okay. That's about all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, Sean in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how am I coming in, Alex? Coming
in, sir. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Great. This question's for Kurt, and maybe, Alex, you can comment on this too. What would be the steps for us to lay out going back to a dollar with a silver standard per the Constitution and our founding fathers, given this situation where everyone is in demand for silver? Could we ever have a dollar-based currency, or excuse me, a silver-based dollar again?
Well, Trump's been talking about having a some percentage of it be backed, right, Kirk?
Yeah, some of it. It'd be very difficult to have a fully backed currency backed by silver, A, because it's an industrial metal and it's in very low supply and it's used. Right. So this is why you use gold to back currencies, because it's not used for manufacturing. It's a great store of value, inflationary pressure, you know, stable over time. I don't think you could use silver as the backing of a currency in its entirety. Now, you could use it as part of the pool of tangible assets that back a currency. But I think you can't do it all by itself. There's just not enough. And the price would have to go to tens of thousands of dollars an ounce. And then what would you do with the manufacturing, right? It would price everything out of existence.
Thanks. Second question, real fast on that while we're at it, guys. Or not so much question, comment. December 2024, I went to KDPN.com, and with Noah's help, I was able to get bullion that I gave out as a holiday gift. Alex, if your listeners are not jumping on silver right now, they're not going to have the chance to give someone a stocking stuffer that the next Christmas you get thanked for, and you're still getting your friends thanking you for that, you know, piece of bullion as a stocking stuffer that appreciates in value versus depreciates. So, guys, if you're waiting to get into the silver market, you better move now.
I agree. Kirk, if you got to go, you got to go. I got Sam Tripoli coming up, really smart guy, a bunch of big subjects to cover. The ICE rates more, but I want to. Can you do five more minutes? I want to jam in a few more calls.
Yeah, five more minutes is great.
We're going to move quick. We're going to, when we come back, we're going to go to just be ready, Kevin and Matt and Michael, and I'll try to get to everybody else I can. Trevor, Jeremy requesting it. Oh, gosh, I could. We got to have you back and take a whole hour of calls. But regardless, folks, you need to go to kapm.com/gold 720-605-3900. And get into silver and gold now, and he's the biggest, most successful company out there. We're going to get steered right and get a good deal and sell your stuff back for no cost. That is a massive issue, and they're our sponsor. But we're also sponsored by thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of great new products there. We're very, very, very excited about this new energy shot we've got that's super healthy and all natural and really works well. That's, again, the new energy shot. That's what it's called, Mind Fuel Energy Shot at TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour number three is straight ahead. More calls, Sam Tripoli, and more. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
naked men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for both of you, actually. So if we all invest in gold and silver and the dollar crashes, how do you exchange that exactly? I mean, do we need to put it in like foreign money? What are we doing?
Well, I mean, whatever the new exchange is, absolutely, there'll be places to buy it in whatever the new systems are. Dr. Elliott?
Yeah, it's, you know, the dollar is going to devalue. It's devaluing now, but you're just going to, you have to sell it back for whatever the legal tender of the land is, right? So if the dollar collapses and you're in dollars, you lose your shirt. If you're in silver or gold and the dollar collapses, it's going to take more of that junk currency basically to buy gold and silver. You've hedged yourself and you're just going to get way
more.
Yeah,
that's the truth. You're really not getting an increase. You're beating inflation.
Correct.
That makes sense, sir.
To some degree, but how do you spend it?
You cash it in for whatever the different currencies are.
And if we don't have the dollar, what would be that currency?
Well, there's always going to be modes of exchange. It'd be like if you had a diamond ring, you know, a 50-carat ring, and then you and your wife ran to New Zealand, and then you'd sell it to a dealer over there, and you'd get it in their currency back. You see the difference?
Yeah, so there's going to be a currency of some kind, but what is your opinion of what our currency will look like if the dollar falls?
Well, that's a gigantic, long 10-hour discussion. That's a whole other cryptocurrencies, that central bank digital currencies. Dr. Elliott?
Trump is already looking at this with stable coins, right, getting a dollar version on the blockchain. Right. So there's going to be something. There's always going to be a currency. But I think what Trump is doing is giving us alternatives so you don't have to participate in central bank digital currency. Maybe it is going to be some form of cryptocurrency that's decentralized.
Let me use it this way for him, sir. If the dollar dies, you're still going to buy fuel. There'll just be some new thing you buy it. So see, the oil is a commodity. The silver is a commodity. See, it's more important than the currency. The currency is just a mode of exchange. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to make sure that, like, the small people can buy stuff, like a loaf of bread or a, you know, gallon of gas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've always gotten this call from some listeners, and I'm not saying it's a bad question. Let's say the dollar crashes. Well, you're going to sell your house. Well, how are they going to buy it? There's no dollar. There'll be something else. You understand?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at is what is the predominant, what are we looking at? Predominantly, if we go away from the dollar, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the $85 trillion question, sir. And that's what all these jockeying things are doing right now. Thanks for the call. Look, I'm sorry to Matt, Michael, Trevor, and Bob. You know, Kirk, we'll get you back up later this week. Just take an hour of phone calls. Let me know a day. We'll save these guys' names and numbers and call them back. Why don't we pick a day later in the week to take a full hour of calls, and I won't hog you. I'll get right to the callers.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'll reach out.
All right. Again, KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. 720-605-3000. Kirk, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.
And I'm sorry to other callers, but we kind of got stuck with some of the other callers answering their questions. To listeners, I don't know what the new currency will be. Okay, but here's the thing. All the other global currencies are devalued even faster than the dollar. So we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. So we're probably still going to call it the dollar. It's just going to have other assets backing it and involved. And there's going to be basically economic resets and all of that. All I'm telling you is real commodities are only going to go up in value because everything else is being devalued because they're fiat.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
News today.
Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga? Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. In this Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death! The New World Order. Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil. Google is evil.
Alex
Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
The next hour with his co-host. But I got to get him back for a full 2-3 hours soon to do a deep dive. It's usually hard to get on. I know he's going to get me on his show too. We need to do it. I've known Sam for a long time. I won't go over his whole background, but 30-year headlining comedian who currently has 6 comedy show albums, including his latest special, Why Is Everybody Getting Quiet? This may be an old bio. He's done so much. He's appeared on you name it. And he's at Sam Tripoli on X, samtripoli.com, and he joins us right now. But there was a viral clip over the weekend of him 3 years ago predicting that the ICE riots would be the next big thing and that the transgender thing would be eclipsing. And I played it and said he's damn right. He could observe it and see the propaganda changing, plus he had sources. My issue is the actual Podesta Democrat plans to do this. So you can say ICE is out of control or it's sad they killed somebody. I don't like any police state. My issue is the Democrats know that ICE was always deporting criminals with these records. Now they're resisting it, and they say in the Podesta plan, once we get some dead people, we're going to have this uprising, and they're training them as rapid resistance forces and all this. And I understand that if Trump doesn't get them out, they're going to apportion for the census, and then they get more congressional seats, they win. But if he does go in, they're going to trigger a civil war. So I said today, I said, if Trump's not going to back ICE, with more force so they can't be bullied and attacked, so the left backs down, then I think it's time to pull back. But we'll see what Sam Tripoli has to say about that. We also have his prediction that came true from 3 years ago and a bunch of other topics we're going to get into. But Sam, good to see you, buddy.
Alex, always a pleasure. That montage you played at the beginning is beautiful, dude. You've been a classic for a long time. That was fun to watch.
Well, thank you. I just played the promo so I had time to hit the head, but thank you.
Hey, it was nice, dude. It was good. You're a classic, brother.
You're a classic, brother. So you and I were talking about this before it was all cool. Now it's all the rage. But just give me your 35,000-foot view on Trump, on America, on what's happening with ICE, and then I'll play your prediction.
Well, you know, basically, I'm going to tell you that I am a politically atheist. I don't trust anybody. There are things that Trump does that I like, and there's things he does that I don't like. So my whole opinion is it's like it's a big club and we ain't in it. And this is all part of a plan and everybody's working together at the highest levels. I don't trust any of these guys, man. You know, that's my opinion. I would be rather pleasantly surprised than consistently let down. So that's kind of where I am. I believe we're in a Bolshevik war. I think we've seen this playbook played out over and over and over again. Russia, China, India, and yes, even Germany, in my opinion. I'm going to lose everybody on that one, but that's my opinion. And they're doing it right now. We're a military power. You can't attack us, so you have to do subversion from the inside and weaken all of our institutions. And that's what's happening right now. And it's crazy to me that, you know, all these, the demographics of the people rioting over and over again, all the way back to the Tesla riots and protests, basically fit the demographics of MSNBC or MS Now and CNN, right? So it's like, it's obviously programming. And it's very crazy to me because I think the protesters in Minneapolis will get everyone behind them if they actually protested corruption, like fraud that's going on. But they didn't choose that. They've chosen to basically play ball with the Democrats, and the Democrats are telling them to run in and put their bodies on the line. You literally have politicians saying that, and they're useful idiots. I hate to say it. I don't want to speak ill will of the dead. I'm sorry anybody loses their life. I don't like that at all. You know, I've talked so much smack. I don't want to see the, you know, the heavy hand of law enforcement. I mean, all my hobbies are felonies, dude. I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. Do you think I want the law to deal with that? My FEMA camp number is going to be single digits at this point. So I don't like any of that, dude. But, you know, this has been done on purpose. They're trying to create civil war. You've said that, and we're in the process of that, and it's how many people are going to have to lose their life till they can get people riled up enough?
Well, that's my point. Is Trump's not perfect, and I got major issues with him, but exactly, you have Podesta and them saying when they do normalize, when he gets back in, we're going to say they're Hitler, we're going to send people out, our people are going to be killed. They had Axios 6 months ago go, Democrats say in their war games, we need to get our constituents killed, we need to agitate ICE to kill them, and then we'll have a civil war. I mean, they're saying it, and so I'm like, I don't want to hear it when you're literally winding up your zombies to go get them killed. I'm sad they're dead, but God, it's like the business plan is admitted.
Yeah, I mean, that Signal chat group, that group chat came out, and they're literally telling them to go in there and get murked. And it's really sad that they can't see that. See, this is what I've come to believe after doing tinfoil hat for 9 years now, not nearly as close as you have. But, you know, I've learned that there's a difference between intelligence and smarts. And not everybody who's intelligent is smart. And smart is wisdom, street knowledge, and stuff like that. And these very intelligent people don't understand that they're getting played. And that's exactly what's happening. And all this fraud happening in all this chaos happening in Minneapolis is to cover fraud. Same thing with George Floyd. Same thing. And now this. This is exactly the exact game plan. I mean, if you study the George Floyd situation, he had a counterfeit dollar with counterfeit money. Where'd he get that from? Well, allegedly, the nightclub he's working in is funneling Chinese counterfeit money. So where's this guy get this money from? Exactly. And why does the guy that comes to deal with him, it works with him in security at the same club? This is all done to shift focus. Even if you watch when it starts coming out that Obama's behind Russiagate, what happens the next day? There's a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs parade. They just put out a frequency, man. That we're dealing with sorcery here. That's what people don't understand. They want to get in a fight over what's this guy, this group runs it, that group runs it. It's literally sorcery, dude. We're dealing with sorcery. And they can just put out a frequency that triggers people. Like, I just had a friend of mine who's a war vet. He got asked to join a study where he was going to go in there because he has PTSDs, and they said they're going to basically put him in a trance and show him all these different images and all that stuff. That sounds like MK Ultra to me, dude. And you look at a lot of these school shootings, same thing. This is what they do.
Remember, the Batman shooter was volunteering for the most secretive DARPA brain interface mind control program and then told people in jail, no, they mind controlled me, I'm a patsy. And then the point is, so many of these shooters and these trans groups are volunteering at college level groups that are in these brain interfaces. They've got all these veterans that they just are blacking out. Who knows what they're doing?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even the guy who shot the Beatles guy, what's his name? You know, when they shot him, Lennon, you know, he doesn't even remember what happened. He was getting phone calls where the random things were said to him, and then he would just hang up. He traveled the world. No one knows how he traveled the world. He couldn't afford it, and he was just basically programmed.
Theodore Kaczynski worked for the CIA, Charlie Manson. It's all partially declassified.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is, like, everything – nothing is real anymore, Alex. Our world, through the Federal Reserve, through USAID, they are astroturfing a false reality on God's reality. And that's exactly what's happening, and everybody's falling for it. So you keep creating, you know, the 5th of November. Guy Fawkes, is that his name? They believe that's a false flag. So that the king could come in heavy-handed on the Catholics. This is how they do it. Problem, reaction, solution. It's happening over and over again. I just can't believe Minnesota is burning down their own city again. It's like, how many times you gotta fall for this? How many times you gotta burn up your own thing? Now, if we take a look, let's say the George Floyd riots were legit and they weren't any kind of manipulation with an invisible hand. And let's say January 6th wasn't a intelligence operation. Let's just say
they're both real, right? I don't believe that, but let's just say for the sake of this discussion, we say they're real. Well, look at who the left, who they attack. They attack their own neighborhoods. And the right, what they do? They storm the Capitol. Okay. At least they're going after where the problem starts. I'm not advocating for it. That's why I didn't go that day. I stayed home. I just had kids. I didn't want to get involved with that. But we know it's an intelligence operation. But even if you take a look at that, where they go after, why are these people burning down their own cities?
Because hey, you know, I was there on J6. We were totally set up. They now admit hundreds 100%. Of feds. And then, and it was feds breaking in. Then they attacked the crowd. Then they waved everybody in. And put hundreds of innocent people in jail who got waved between velvet ropes. So I was there. It was a Fed insurrection.
Yeah, 100%. From the bomber to people telling people to go into the Capitol. We saw that over and over again. It is, I mean, and this has been all a movement, Alex, to get us to domestic terrorism. Because once they label you a terrorist, your constitutional rights are gone. So we had the Michigan governor kidnapping where there was 15 people involved and 13 of them were on the payroll. And the guy who ran that for the FBI was moved over to January 6th. So this is what's going on. I think people are good people. I think at their heart, they're good people. They just want to raise their family, take care of their families, have a laugh, get laid once in a while, enjoy life. But, you know, evil never rests. It's constantly attacking, and they have a satanic agenda going on right now. And we're starting to see, and I'll get into this a little later, but we're starting to see the old gods come out and play. And that's the whole play right now. They've literally, Alex, hardwired mysticism. All these next-gen weapons are just mysticism. Look at what they're doing, direct energy weapons. They're talking about time travel. They're being able to put thoughts in your head. This is thousands of years I'm working on hardwiring mysticism. And what do I mean by that is when someone tries to do a magic trick, if they can't do it every time, you don't think it's real, right? Well, you know, they've worked on it, so every time, all the time, they can do a direct energy weapon. They can put a thought, the voice of God in your skull. That's what they've been working on forever, and we're here, and now they're making their move.
I agree. Let's play the clip from Rogan where you were able to predict that next big thing would be the immigration war, which you could see in the news and your sources. And I know I watch your show and listen to it. You're also aware of the whole Podesta wargaming it. But here it is.
We're in the Bolshevik war right now, bro. And right now what's coming up is all the pride stuff is going to be. Okay. So I had this woman come on my podcast. Her name's Mel Kay. She goes, I've been talking to some people in the intelligence and they go, this gay pride stuff is going away. And the next thing you're going to see are immigration riots. This is going to be right around the next election. So hand to God, we do this episode. Next day, Starbucks is like, we're banning all the pride stuff. And now you start seeing these they're putting little breadcrumbs out, man. Little breadcrumbs. Oh, I saw this one thing in Chicago. Oh yeah, illegal immigrants are upset about where they're staying. And these illegal immigrants who speak no English are holding up perfectly written English signs saying we're tired of how we're being treated. And now you're starting to see this over and over again. Eric, so everyone's always like when all these Republican governors are like sending these immigrants all over the country, everyone's like, yeah, you're showing those Democrats. Bro, they're moving assets. I know it sounds crazy, but that is 100%
what do you mean they're moving assets? What do you mean?
Dude, these guys coming into the country, bro, have you seen them? A lot of them are Chinese and a lot of them are military-age people.
Too.
And I'm telling you, they're moving. And this is what's going to be right around 2024 election, immigration riots, people going nuts. And as listen to this, and you'll start seeing all the little breadcrumbs. I'm telling you, that's what they want you to think.
You're buying it.
Oh, I thought
they're
moving assets, bro.
You're the puppet.
They're moving assets.
What do you mean, like military people?
Dude, study the Bolshevik War. It is happening in real time. 100%.
But
I just wanted to get that out to everybody because I'm trying to warn people. This is what's next.
So let's elaborate. Yes, the model they want to use here is the Bolshevik 1917 October Revolution with a mixture of Maoist operations in their own words. They're saying that in speeches. They're building up the heat right now. Explain what the Bolshevik War is.
Well, basically, they wanted to take down the Russian royal family, the oligarchies in Russia. So they slowly but surely got, you know, British and, you know, British agents into Russia who masqueraded as Russians, and they changed their, you know, their names to Russian, and they basically did subversion slowly but surely. And obviously they didn't have the internet back then because they couldn't see it happening in real time. They did the exact same thing in China. They did the exact same thing in India. And I'm going to lose everybody on this, but they did the exact same thing in Germany. And what do all those countries have in common? They were military powers. You couldn't go in there.
British intelligence in mainline history books helped Hitler get into power. They didn't run him, but they set it up so he would do that. That's why they had a secret peace treaty with Rudolf Hess and all of it. And so, yes, this is absolutely a repeat. And the left says they're doing a color revolution right now. The question is, will it be successful? And what will they set up if they are successful? Sam Tripoli.
Yeah, I mean, what they want is a complete collapse of all of our institutions. I've been saying this for a while, Alex. Every society has to have four pillars. We have to have four pillars to have a proper society. We have to condone violence. We have to condemn violence. We have to condemn stealing. Okay. We must protect children at all costs, and we must shun lying. Okay. We have to do that. Now we can discuss on the last one which of the parties are the worst of that. There's an argument they're both pretty bad, okay? But the three before that, the stealing, the violence, and the hurting children, there is one party that has a monopoly on that, okay? And they've been doing that slowly but surely, chipping at our institutions. Everything Hollywood's doing right now is all about destroying our archetypes, okay? Archetypes in which we see the world, okay? They're destroying that so that we don't know if we're coming or going. And we're into this, like, it usually takes 10 years for something to set. We're deep into this, okay?
Paul Ehrlich, who's Obama's top, you know, advisor, said in like the early 80s on TV, he said, we're going to first destroy the image of the strong father figure, then we'll destroy the mother, then the children, we're going to bring down society. He said to sabotage the human system and to depopulate. So it's very simple. They're destroying the archetypes.
Well, I mean, even if you study the 20-year-olds, Generation Z, women, I've never seen women speak so critically of children. Like they literally hate them. It's like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And men don't want to be with girls anymore. And that blows my mind that a 20-year-old isn't thinking about hooking up, because that's all I thought about that age. And now they don't want to do it at all. And this is a programming. This is all the chemicals we're taking in. It's causing us to basically reprogram our system. And it's crazy to me, and you're totally right about a depopulation. Again, you know, I'm going to say this. You have to look at everything through a demoralization campaign. You have to look at it through the lens of demoralization. Everything they do is demoralization. And the war on women, what you're showing right now, the war on women is so diabolical, because the window for reproduction is so much shorter with women, you know, because the truth is that women are supposed to have kids and they're not supposed to be on the dating market anymore. They're supposed to be focusing on children. So nature makes that window shorter. And what they're doing is they're convincing women in their 20s that having children is some kind of slavery. And it's crazy, because you listen to these girls on these TikTok videos. They talk about how, like, I saw one girl go, I don't want to have kids because I don't want to do homework and I don't want to destroy my body. I hate to tell everybody, man or woman, time will destroy your body. It's just the way it goes. You're never going to be the beauty that you are when you were 20. It's just the way it works out.
Well, we're not being mean to people that haven't had kids, but they live longer. They're happier. That's why all these 45-year-old women suddenly freak out trying to get a man, or they become ultra-hateful feminists. You wonder why they're so crazy, because they keep betting on the lie, and they just get deeper and deeper into it.
And if you do, the studies show the most depressed and mentally ill demographic is progressive women in their 40s. That's right after what they call the wall, right? The wall. You know, you always see the red pill people talking about the wall. Well, that's after your fertility is gone. And then they realize they got lied to. And instead of telling the younger women that it's a lie, they double down on it, because misery loves company. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And it's just Gloria Steinem was the CIA declassified, set it all up to destroy women, and now the women are on average are totally pissed, and think it's men's fault.
And they have that motherly instinct. That's either going to be put onto their offspring or it's going to be put onto society. And that's and what now we're seeing
The 50-year-old women's baby is the illegal alien rapist.
Yeah, what? It's so insane to me how, like, if you just study the way these progressives think, the mental gymnastic is nuts.
It's crazy. Hey, lady, get a dog. Don't go adopt a child molester.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Sam Tripoli's a really smart guy. And I remember being on meeting him, I don't know, more than 15 years ago, but being on his podcast since he started it 9 years ago, and, you know, hanging around with Eddie Bravo, Joe Rogan, and them. And I remember him always, like, talking about, it's Europe, it's the Germans. And we're not even saying the Nazis, but we're saying the whole eugenics movement, you know, the UK, all of that. Because if you actually study it, it's where it comes from. So you can say, oh, it's this group, it's that group. But there's a managing system that's anti-human. So you can say, oh, it's the Catholics, it's the Jews, it's the whatever. There's all these competing factions, the communist Chinese and all of it. But at the end of the day, there's this eugenics movement that literally treats us like animals and thinks that they're gods. And it really does tie into the ancients and the Anunnaki and their beliefs in that. And if you go to Skull and Bones, their animals got leaked to Anthony Sutton by Charlotte Iserby's dad. And they, for days, get in coffins and try to channel entities and become possessed. And so we're these electrochemical creatures. The elites know all this. Occult just means hidden. They've been suppressing it. So you get a lot into that. I want to get into the history of corruption. I want to get into, you know, big picture currently Trump. But who runs the world? I want to get your take on that. And the election was rigged. I want to get a controlled demolition of Hollywood, where you see that going. These are really big topics, but let's get into what we talk about. Sorcery. When you hear that term, that's an ancient term for mind control, electrochemical, pharmakia. You're really on target with that, Sam. Give us your take.
You're crushing it, Alex. You're right on. You bring up Anunnaki. It's like, this is all, you know, you want to get into the Jays run everything. You want to get into this and that. They're all middle management. The Zionists, the communists, the Jesuits, all that stuff, middle management. If you know their name, they're not running anything. They're just being told what to do. The truth of the matter is, this is an ancient death cult. It's the Babylonians. And, you know, if you take a look at the Greater Israel Project and you compare it to ancient Babylon, the maps are pretty similar. Ancient Babylon's a little bigger, but
and
the map is pretty similar.
Revelation says the New World Government will be a new Babylon.
Yeah, it's playing out in front of us, dude, 100%. And, you know, you can get into Jeffrey Epstein, you can get into all that stuff, but when you really look at these people and really study them, they let you know the truth. And the truth is, they let you know it through their symbols. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein had the owl everywhere. We see people walking around with, you know, Chelsea Clinton walking around with the upside-down cross. I mean, they let you know over time the symbolism, the colors, the checkerboard. This is ancient Babylon, because they worship ancient Babylon. They want to bring back the old gods, Mithras, Moloch, and all of them, Bathmet. They want to bring them all back, but they can't come out and say it in the open because we'd probably lynch them.
Well, remember how Germans brought back, and Hitler brought back, the Wall of Pergamon and the Seat of Satan from Babylon and rebuilt it in Germany. People never even talk about that. 100%.
No. And, you know, you study these Nazis, and, you know, everybody's called a Nazi here and there, but if you really study these Nazis and this whole notion that we kind of captured them and brought them here, I think they crip-walked here. You know, I mean, because they got here and they didn't change their names. If you're really hiding from prosecution, you would change your name. And when you go into the witness program, you change your name. None of these guys change their names at all. They
well, that's
just
another
came
thing. They had Simon Wiesenthal would hunt down a few fake Nazis. On record, the Israel hired the top SS colonel as their, like, head of security for decades. You can look it up. And, like, it just goes on and on. Exactly. It is all pure crap.
Yeah. I mean, and most of these people who are Hitler lovers, they can't even tell you who Martin Bormann is. You know, if you don't know who Martin Bormann is, you know nothing about Nazi Germany. He was basically, they called him the Dick Cheney of the Nazis. They said he was Dick Cheney with less humor. That's how bad he was. And he didn't, you know, he's directly connected to the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group was basically the Nazis and Western banking cabal coming together to figure out how to work together while they secretly plan to destroy each other. Martin Bormann went down to Latin America just like all these other Nazis did. He didn't even hide. He was signing checks with his name. The Martin Bormann Brotherhood basically ran everything, dude. They created shell companies and how all these corporations work. I mean, the Nazis had their fingerprints everywhere. They came in, they took the OSS, turned it into the CIA. It's everywhere. I mean, half of Canada's politicians are descendants of Nazis. They don't even... They don't even talk. No, they don't even hide it, man. And that's what's going on. It's all ancient Babylon. They all worship dark, dark, dark entities. And they can't come out and say that because we would lose it if we really knew what they were into, which is sacrificing, you know, children and stuff like that. We would lose our mind. So they have to do it quietly. And, you know, child sacrifice, child molestation, that is the entrance into the highest levels of power. That's how they control you. It's very interesting. Alex, I was, you know, my kids are five and we were watching, Kung Fu Panda that has a TV show. I think it's on, Prime. And we were watching it and it's towards the end of the first season. And basically the pandas are battling this ancient dragon god. Okay. And there's a scene at the end where they're confronting the dragon god and the dragon god goes to the panda village and says, if you sacrifice these children to me, I will give you everything you've ever wanted, anything you dreamed of, peace, prosperity, more power than you would ever dream of. And, you know, as a conspiracy theorist, that resonated with me. And I was like, wow, that is very dark in a children's show. And that's revelation of the method. They told you what they do. They told you what they're doing. And that is basically sacrificing to these old, old gods who want to come out and play. I mean, Alex, I'm sure you've talked about this a thousand times. Statue of Liberty is Mithras, Lucifer. That, you know, I talked to Rogan about that. That is a man's wrist right there.
No, 100%. But explain this to people. That's like Baphomet is both sexes as well.
Yeah, the trans god. And he's basically, that's what they're worshiping by that. And you have to sacrifice something to these people. You have to give up someone you love.
That it's about to come out in the open again. By the way, you guys, pull up the Nazi. He was Hitler's favorite commando soldier. You know, SS colonel, whole nine yards. Otto Skorzeny. And I mean, look at this guy. And he literally ran assassinations all the world for the Jews in Israel. And it was the same. They protected all the real Nazis, and so did the CIA. It's absolute pure Hollywood crap about hunting down Nazis. I mean, look at 2 years ago, a standing ovation to an SS officer that ran the in Canada at the Canadian Parliament.
Yeah, 100%. I completely and utterly agree. And, you know, if you studied the Martin Bormann, he set up giant networks, and he had Zionists in his organizations. And what he would do is he'd pay them a fat sum and they would send that back to Israel. And what would happen is these Nazi hunters would come down to Latin America hunting Nazis, and the local Zionists would pull them aside and go, stop what you're doing. He's funding what we want. And they worked hand in hand. That's how they did it. They worked hand in hand. And basically, you know, you can sit there and go, oh, Hitler was battling this and this and that. But in the end, he gave them everything they wanted. And he died peacefully in Argentina. That sounds like he's part of the team.
They definitely take Madeleine Albright's dad. She was on 60 Minutes like 20 years ago. And people saw these famous paintings stolen from Jews. So Jews would give them money to give the Nazis, and then they would let them get out. But they would a lot of times double cross them. And that was Madeleine Albright's dad was like the super Soros.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. And like nobody cares. And they, you know, they call some autistic kid a Nazi because he's socially awkward. While your leaders 100% have connections to all of them. I mean, the Bushes worked directly with Nazis. If you study, like, I think it's I.B. Farben, right? I think that's the.
Yeah,
the
Brown company. Brother Harriman, IBM, Prescott Bush.
Yeah, they basically rebuilt the German military. They had two boards. They had a German board and they had an American board. And on that American board were the heads of Federal Reserves and the biggest corporations. And they were funding Hitler. And you know, there's some very smart people that I respect out there that I really do respect them, but they think Hitler is basically playing 5D chess. Like he's like, you know, he was using them for the money. I'm like, you're basically Q at this point, thinking Hitler is Trump.
Well, yeah, and Brown Brother, well, here's the deal. We're here exposing this, and then the people that obsess on Jews, they'll say we're covering up for Jews. No, we're taking it to the reality level, that at the highest level, it was one big evil group playing everybody off against each other.
Yeah, and again, if you study Germany and everything was going on with Germany, first of all, we got to kind of go back a little bit and look at what the British Empire did to the Middle East. What basically happened, World War One happens when the British Empire and MI6 convince the Arabs that if they rise up against the Ottoman Empire, they could self-rule. And so they played ball with them. The Arabs played ball, but what they didn't realize is they were getting double-crossed. And if you study what happened was the Ottoman Empire falls because they won't give up Palestine. And basically the MI6 completely creates all the borders of all the Middle East. And they did it in a way in which they basically put warring tribes together. They made one country with warring tribes. They took the ethnic minority and put them in charge so there would be chaos. They did that all over and over again.
They already done and written books about bragging in India. It's called The Great Game.
Yeah, 100%. If you study Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Arabia story is crazy. It's basically that the royals of Saudi Arabia were nomads, and the British Empire discovers mass oil reserves in their territory. So they make a deal with them. They basically say, listen, if you work with us, we'll build the whole apparatus to extract the oil. So the Saudis are like, that's great. Now the deal was that if they work with the British Empire, they would have to agree to a 90-year fixed deposit, meaning all the money that they deposit into these banks, they can't take out for 90 years. But these guys are nomads and they don't really know what they're agreeing to. So they do that. They deposit all their money. And what happens is, this is where fractional reserve banking comes. They basically start to loan out all this money to all these countries through the IMF with terms that they can never pay back. Well, at some point, these countries that took this money realize that the game played and they're like, nope. We're not paying it back. Well, then the British Empire turns to the Saudis and goes, listen, the money's gone. We loaned it out. It's gone. And the Saudis freak out. Oh, yeah. Part of the deal was that they also had to invest in America. And a big part of that was buying farmland. So the Saudis invest in America. They buy all this farmland. And the British Empire basically jacks their cash. And the Saudis freak out because their people are going to be like, where's our money? They're citizens. So they start selling off all this land at pennies on the dollar to get their money back. And who comes in and buys it? You know, these international banking cabals. The first king of Saudi Arabia was a British spy. They basically installed them in Saudi Arabia. And why do you
Absolutely.
Want Saudi Arabia?
They picked them because there's a bunch of little city-states on the coast. They wanted the actual guys to go and knock them out because they were tough. So a lot of history there, Sam. Let's get into the occultic programming, and you're saying the return of the old gods. You know, Revelation describes hell as most of the demons are in hell, but God allows the gates to be open. I think we're starting to see that. The mental illness, the craziness, but also intensifying psychic powers are being confirmed. All sorts of craziness is going on. Evil is good is rising.
Yeah, well, this is not if you're fighting over Republican and Democrat right now, you've lost the game. If you're fighting over right and left, you've lost the game. You're fighting over white and black, you've lost the game. It is good versus evil. And the problem is that good just wants to raise their family, you know, save for retirement and have a good time, and evil never rests. There's literally,
evil
James Corbett
has a total desire for power and control.
Yeah, well, they hate us. They literally hate us. They worship fallen angels, okay? They're the watchers. All these gargoyles you see on all these buildings, those are symbolisms for fallen angel watchers. CERN is 666. You see that? You got Shiva. You know, it goes back to, you know, the Tower of Babel when God destroyed it and sent all these people all over the world speaking different languages and gave them each gods. And these gods were fallen angels. And even these royal families are all connected to God, to different fallen angels who worship darkness. Even the Russian elites, which everyone, the Russian family, they sent so many of their own people into war to die. It's a sacrifice.
Because that's in Skull and Bones, confirmed internal documents. They are trying to channel a certain god or deity for days or even weeks with the older members coming and overseeing and deciding which entity will be assigned to them, just like you just said. And that's the Republican leadership we're talking about.
Yeah, well, listen, again, I mean, this is my opinion. I think the Democrats destroy the United States through the inside and the Republicans destroy through the outside, through war and stuff like that. Then I've never voted Republican in my life. The last time I voted for either of these parties was Obama's first term because I totally
sure,
felt
what
for
do
that.
You think about Trump? He's definitely an outsider, but inside they definitely hate him. But there's also a lot of weird. He also dances with the devil. What's your bottom line on Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff that he does well. You know, if we're going to believe, and let's say we believe what's happening, he wants to get rid of BlackRock buying houses, okay? The stuff that he's doing with Kennedy and the FDA. I'm for all that stuff. To take the child vaccine requirements down from, what, 72 to 11? It shouldn't be any. You should have, you
no,
know.
But, I mean, we're definitely, for the first time, moving the needle in a good direction.
In a good direction, right? So there is some stuff, but I think whatever's happening between Trump and these Zionists or these Babylonians, there's something going on and he's playing ball with them. I mean, if you're still in I call them October 8thers who believe everything that happened on October 7th. And then you see the new Gaza project. I mean, you are emotionally captured. You are emotionally captured. I'm anti-war, dude. I want people to live peacefully. I believe in abundance. I think God gave us enough for all of us to thrive. And this demonic movement is trying to destroy the world. I mean, this is just insanity what's going on. That Davos thing is so dark, man. It is so dark. And that new Gaza project is one of the darkest things I've ever seen in my life. It's like we've had this giant, like, rush to basically destroy some people and rebuild there, which is kind of what America did to the Indians. But we're seeing it in a very short time. It's crazy to me. And again, I love everybody. I'm a lover of people. But this is demonic and dark. And if you're fighting over right and left, you're fighting over Republicans, Democrats, you're losing it. So the answer is, I would take Trump over any of the past presidents, maybe up to Kennedy, right? That's my opinion. I mean, people want to, you know, Tucker's trying to romanticize Nixon. You can watch the CBS story where they basically worked with like Eisenhower, Truman, and a Rockefeller to bring all the Nazis in. It's a big club. You ain't in it, man. And I think Trump has some good intentions, but I think he's captured and he has to play ball. You know, you listen to Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon says if he doesn't do what they want, they're going to take him out. That definitely could 100% happen, dude. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, if you look at Reagan gets in for 2 weeks and they take a shot at him, right? And who's the vice president? George Bush.
Oh, and they met with Hinckley's. They met with Hinckley's brother the day before. Yeah, it's all staged.
They're related, dude. The Hinckley's and the Bushes and the Obamas' first common ancestor or relative is a Hinckley. It's a big club.
By the way, it's only Trump that's not related to him. That's what's weird. All the other presidents are related except two. Let's hit Hollywood. You're talking controlled demolition. What's happening there?
Well, what I believe is happening. See, what's happening in Hollywood is they're losing their control, right? And it's not even about the money. When you see, like, oh, they're losing bazillions of dollars and bazillions of dollars, that doesn't matter to them because they're all getting fed funny money in the end, right? The Fed, you know, the economy goes bad. The Fed pumps in money to all these giant banks who just basically own everything. The problem with Hollywood is they're losing their ability to manipulate. They don't control us anymore. We're not watching any of their stuff. So the common folk, the people don't want to watch woke stuff. And the executive branch knows nobody wants to watch woke stuff. But for 15 to 20 years or until at least Obama got in, they've been pushing nothing but woke. So the whole middle is just woke decay. And they have to get rid of that middle before they can move forward. And so they're slowly but surely imploding this thing. It's a controlled demolition. They have to get rid of that middle and you're going to see a whole new way of operating because nobody's watching their stuff. They can't program it. One battle after another was basically made to convince people to hate ICE, you know, but nobody watched it. Then the people who watch it like it, some hate it, but its job was propaganda and nobody watched it. That is a giant failure for Hollywood. They can't get anybody to watch their stuff. So they have to implode it. And I live in Hollywood. I live in LA. It's a weird time here. Nobody knows if they're going to be working in a year. The comedy scene has been completely captured. It's really rough on people. And You know, so that's what's happening right here. After these fires, these Bolshevik mayors and governors burnt down Hollywood, which is super interesting, because if you watch the Samson Option, the weird places that they're burning are just outside the Samson Option. So if you look all the way down California, down to Latin America, it's super interesting. And, you know, I live in a completely controlled state. I mean, these people can get mugged at a gas station pumping $7 a gallon gas, and they still will still vote for the same people, because the theory of hate is more powerful than actual real world consequences. And that's what we're seeing in Minneapolis right now. The theory that you might capture somebody who's innocent and send them home, send them out of the country, is scarier than the $1 billion of fraud. And, you know, the fraud is why Kamala Harris picked Tim Walz. Nobody is funding the Democrats. Nobody's donating money. Once Hillary Clinton kneecapped Bernie Sanders, they lost so much of their base.
That's right. Stay right there. You're going to be host the next hour. I'm going to ride shotgun with you a little bit more. But I wanted to give you a run here to be able to talk about whatever you want, but I'm going to do a little bit with you next hour and a few more questions, then you're going to take over. Sam Tripoli is on fire. We're going to go to break right now. Find him, of course, at Sam Tripoli on X, samtripoli.com. Now, this new product is incredible. It's from our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human, you love the green powder super nutrient, the very best out there. Well, this is Optimal Human Nootropic called Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel, a super healthy, super strong energy nootropic adaptogen, which doesn't make you sick, doesn't have a letdown. It is incredible. And that's just a few of the bottles. Look how many bottles are in there. And I only drink about half a bottle a day. It's so strong. So look at all those bottles. Not on the B-roll, guys, right here. This is actually right here on screen for people on watching me on TV. Look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what comes in each box of this. And it is simply amazing. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant-heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, benefits, no crash, no blood sugar spike. Advantage can be used daily without any guilt. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. Nootropic, Alpha GPC. It's also got all these other incredible compounds like citicoline. It's got the GABA in it, benefits, supports mental clarity and focus, competes with premium brain formulas in a convenient shot, adaptogenic herbal proprietary blend on top of it. It appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers, high-quality electrolytes and B vitamins, more than a brain shot, true functional fuel. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel, that's the name of the product, isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off for life when you become a subscriber. Cancel any time for free. Get Mind Fuel now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you've never tried the original superfood greens, Optimal Human, you really want to get this as well. It's the best green food I've ever had at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool collectible knives and more. And that's what funds us, and that's what does this. And I really appreciate your support, because I can't do it without you. So I want to commend and thank the listeners. But just like I steered you right on gold and silver 2.5 years ago, I got out of the market before that. I said, now's the time. I was totally right. Just like I steer you right on politics, these products are incredible. Get our ultramethylene blue. It is the best in the market. Our Shilajit is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our turmeric is the strongest. Ultimate turmeric. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are missing out. You don't get it. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to challenge those that haven't. What are you waiting for? We'll be right back with hour number four with Sam Tripoli.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth,
crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Sam Tripoli, my good old friend, is about to take over. I'm leaving in about 10 minutes, but I wanted to ask you big picture. Obviously, the globalists, the alchemists, the sorcerers aren't all powerful. And as humanity learns how they operate and learns to step into our own agency and power, with God's help, they can be displaced. So, I mean, I really see them getting a run for their money right now, and that really there is a great awakening happening in response to their great reset. Where do you think humanity is?
I think people are waking up every day. Whatever the internet is, you know, it's got away from them. I believe that. My friend Tino Sanchez thinks it's going exactly the way they want, which might be right. I mean, they could want complete chaos, but I think they're losing it. I think people are getting back to religion. I'm not really into organized religion. I'm into Jesus, and I think his teachings. I think he was a cheat code sent down to us. And if you go to me, how do you battle this darkness? It's very simple. I think the key to life is, and the Outside the Mind podcast said this on Tim Fowle Hat, and it really resonated with me, which is, can you align your free will with God's plan? And that is the way to do it. Can you align your will with God's plan? You know, I was a wild person before, and I was living in a low vibrational. And then I started to wake up and get spiritual and found Jesus, and my life is going great. And I think that's the key. I think instant gratification is the work of the devil. And our society is completely and utterly built on instant gratification. Quick fix feelings. Nobody wants to go through it to get to it. And that's where we are right now. So if you're asking me, how do we deal with this? Get closer to God. And a lot of stuff, Alex, that everyone hates, because I'm in recovery, I go to meetings a lot, and a lot of people come into those meetings with this predetermined view of God, and what the things they don't like about God is not the actions of God, but the actions of man. Okay? The crimes of the church, the wars, and all that stuff. That is the action of man, not the action of God. Okay? God is love. God created it. And if you want to battle these things, you got to get closer to God. Once you get close to God, you don't fear death. Okay? Because you know God, you're in God's love and God's light. And that's the key to everything. If you want to find happiness, if you want to vibrate on a higher level, you got to do high vibrational actions. And that's how you get out of that, man. You know, the key to conspiracies isn't to get lost in it and want to wage war against you, those who think that they did wrong. The key to life is to understand their game plan and not fall for their psyops. And
well,
that's the
Jesus
key to
everything. Says to the devil when he's being tempted, he says, get behind me. He doesn't fight with him. He just says, get out of my way.
That's it. And listen, buddy, I grew up going, this church is evil. It's wrong. It's doing wrong thing. And I realized I was all wrong, dude. And you know, the commandments, people get really weird at the commandments because they have religious overtones because they're religious, right? But if you really take a look at them, that's a cheat code for living a proper life. And a proper life is high vibrational actions, a practice abundance.
Well, believe me, you never look bad, but you look like 10 times the man since this happened to you over the last few years. And people
thank
hear
you,
Joe
buddy.
Rogan start talking about Christ. They think, you know, he actually goes to church now. He's waking up because the good and evil has gotten so clear. Now, me, I've had a relationship with God a long time, but I also have my struggles directly with Satan. So I can tell people how real this is. Yeah.
I struggle, you know, for me, I struggled all the time, man. I mean, I've committed sin, dude, and I'm a knuckle dragger. I don't walk on water. I'll never be the, like, follow me for you, how you should live a moral life. I struggle all the time, dude. I struggle all the time. But God lets you repent, dude. And that's my honest belief. And, you know, the sure sign, I know we're wrapping up here, but the sure sign that God exists is how evil everybody is and how they worship Satan. They worship God's enemy, right? And that's the best sign that there's a God is that these people worship dark, dark fallen angels. And for me, that's all I need to know is that there's one side to be on. That's
yeah,
the
by
side
the way,
of
the
God.
Tranny guy, the anti-vil leader that wants to kill ICE, now he learned he's a Satanist. I mean, it's just always the same thing.
Dude. Okay, I know we got to wrap up, but yeah.
No, yeah, we got to wrap up. We got a whole other hour, man. I'm just going to let you take over, but we'll be right back. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Sam Tripoli, my old friend, mentioned that great clip from George Carlin an hour ago, so I thought we'd play that. But I want to finish up here and have you get into your other subjects. You're going to be host the rest of this hour. absolutely. What a great testimony. It is good versus evil. And it really is evil. And when you get out in society, especially even in Hollywood, it really does come down to Satanism. And it's a very real thing. And they say the devil's greatest trick is that he didn't exist. His really biggest trick is good doesn't exist. You know, a lot of people have actually woken up that evil exists. They think God must not exist. No, God gave us free will. And the fact is people are at war with God because they feel like there's a responsibility, you know, if they go with God, but with the devil, they can, quote, have fun. But that's not really how it works. You become a slave. So what helped wake you up? So when I first knew you were hosting, not that it's, I'm not judging anybody. I'm been pretty well, you know, porn award shows and, you know, funny comedian, also smart about the New World Order. So I go on your show, really a racy guy. And then this whole process, what happened?
Well, you know, I started doing Tim Fall Hat and I had one guy on, Matt LaFleur. He came on, and I might be pronouncing his last name wrong. I'm sorry, Matthew. But he came on and started talking about evidence of Anunnaki and fallen angels and all that stuff. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I had this Buddhist author on named Von Galt. And she came on, and she started saying the exact same things to him. And he the exact same things he said. And, but she was from a spiritual point of view, and that really resonated with me, that there's something bigger going on. And then I just started going down this rabbit hole of this war on God. And I started noticing that, you know, Hollywood, the media is constantly waging war against Christ, and it started to wake me up.
They're obsessed. They go out of their way. They destroy their wealth, their lives to just get God.
To get God and, you know, and to get access to the highest levels of power. That's really what it's about. They'll play ball. We're seeing all this stuff coming out about all these people who gave up their bodies, gave up their children to access power. And that to me is demonic. And, you know, Christ is not that. I believe Christ was sent down to teach us how to survive in this energy field, this vortex we live in, and how to vibrate on a higher level. And, you know, I couldn't get sober. I called a guy in the program. And he tells me that I'm trying to do it all too much at once, to do it one day at a time. And he tells me to do this little prayer. And he told me to ask God for 24 hours. Just give me 24 hours of sobriety. Maybe tomorrow I won't, tomorrow I'll use, but not today. And I did that. And I started doing that more and more. And it really resonated with me that, you know, I believe in manifestation, okay? And I think prayers is asking God, the universe, to help you. And, you know, during COVID, I did all these, I started doing this list of things I wanted to happen in my life. If you go back to that list in the 2020, I can't believe how many of those things have happened because I practice abundance in my life. I think the key to life is to help others, man. And I tell this story about how, like, one day I go to Carl's Jr. because I'm a fat ass and I see these two brothers, these two guys, they look like twins. They're staring at their car. And, they look like they're in trouble. I walk up to them. I go, hey man, what's going on? They tell me their story, and their story is that they're identical twin brothers. They're gay. They just got kicked out of their house by their parents. They're living in a homeless shelter and they have no money and they have a flat tire. So I go, this is God talking to me to help people. So I tow their car to a tire shop. I give them a new tire and I give them $300. A week later, I'm at a comedy club called the American Comedy Company, and this owner's a nice guy, but he used to hate me, but now I'm selling tickets, so he likes me, and we've had a great relationship ever since. And, you know, I get done with my show. It's me and Eddie Bravo. We sold out this comedy club, and I'm leaving, and he runs up to me. He's like, Sam. I'm like, what's up, Justin? I go, stop running. You're going to have a heart attack. He's like, I already had three. He goes, I want to give you something to you and your kids, and he hands me $1,600. And that to me is abundance, dude. If you give it away, it comes back. And I practice that all the time, dude. And that's the key to life. Again, instant gratification is a work of the devil. And everybody does that. We just want this quick fix stuff.
But do you ever feel the demon jump into you where you're sitting there and all of a sudden you feel this?
All the time,
like,
dude.
Oh, okay, we're not, you know, God, get this out of me.
Yeah, I think it's either God, you know, dude, I deal with a adult film addiction too. I'm fighting it as we speak daily. And when I get done with that, I'm like, oh, it's so gross. It's so low vibrational. You know, I think they put voices in my head I think they want me to do stupid stuff, and I just have to trust God, and because they do that voice of skull stuff. They put out frequencies. They do it to everybody. And
well, it's been proven that TV and it shows since the 50s implant visual and audio subliminals. Like they did one deal in the 50s where they just showed a millisecond of a desert with a Coca-Cola dripping with condensation and popcorn, doubled sales, basically. So, the stuff's going on.
Again, I told you about my friend who has PTSDs. He goes into they want him to join this study where they're going to flash all these pictures to him and all this subliminal stuff.
Well, I'm not saying they're mad. I'm sure they meant well, but about 4 years ago, I had one of the most famous Delta Force people, really, really great guy. I'm not going to say the name. And they were like, Jones, we can tell you're a drunk, which I basically cut back 95% drinking, so I've got the control of that.
I
might go months not drinking now, but the point is, they're like, this is a NASA-affiliated program, and it only goes for, you know, these people and that, but we're going to take you to this facility and give you all these shots and take all this proprietary stuff, and you'll be cured, and everybody sees Jesus after they do it. And I was just like, thanks, but that sounds a little too MKUltra for me. My point is, what do you make of the whole psychedelic revolution in the Pentagon and stuff suddenly embracing all that?
Well, you know, if you go back to all the hippie movement, it's completely CIA operatives. It's, you know, same thing with the hip hop movement. It's all controlled. And who knows what LSD does to you, but that's the CIA stuff. I have no problems with mushrooms, even as a sober person. If you go long enough, you want to try.
It's a cocktail of the psilocybin mushrooms, LSD, different types of DMT all together. But I'm telling you, these are government-sponsored classified.
DMT makes me nervous, dude. Yeah, I think you're letting in dark arts.
I've never done DMT. That's what I'm saying is everybody says they literally see these creatures.
Yeah, my friend said he did DMT and he saw Bathmet. So I have reservations about DMT.
Yeah, a lot of people, they call it Mescalito too, the goat. Yeah, that's one of the main things.
Yeah, 100%. But my life changed when I was on mushrooms. I just started, a tinfoil hat, and like an idiot, I took some mushrooms that a fan sent me, chocolate mushrooms. And hand to God, I heard a voice that day said, stop worrying about your career. You're exactly where you need to be. And ever since then, I stopped worrying about it. I think people need to understand they're on a journey. And, you know, God throws all these trials in front of you, and your job is to solve them.
And by the way, when I knew you 15 years ago, I really know you by 10, you were already successful. But you've gotten, from what I see, way more successful, right?
Well, it's a blessing, dude. I got in a fight with somebody at the Comedy Store yesterday. I was talking about the shot and how it might cause ACL injuries, and this guy started screaming at me, which was very weird because he's a good friend of mine, you know, and you ever hear the Agent Smith effect where it's just like, and now there's somebody different, and I felt that. I felt it right there, and he's like, you're never right, and I go, well, there's a clip going around from 2 years ago where I called some stuff, and it's super interesting.
They had Redfield go on TV and say it's not a vaccine and it kills people. Like
100%.
He's the head guy, so like we're vindicated.
Yeah, well, dude, it's like, you know, you can't even put any more dollars in the Alex Jones was right or the conspiracy theorists were right jar. You got to get an 18-wheeler now just to fill it. We've been right about everything else.
Well, back to Agent Smith, that's perfect thing jumping into you. It doesn't have to be as much as when I was young, when I was like 14, 15, 16. You call it a psychotic break, whatever. Like if somebody attacked me or whatever, I would like just black out. Like I would like this other thing would jump in. But I catch it now when I'm under stress or something bad's happening. It's like I literally feel this, you know, this and I go, that's not me. I got to say no, 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 no. But the thing is, it's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, it's 100%. I tell people who get in recovery that, you know, you're going to have those thoughts. You just have to understand them and push them out. You know, yeah, you have to, because what you're trying to do is download a new operating system into your old wiring, and it takes time. And occasionally you're going to have those weird thoughts, whether you want to drink or do weird stuff or whatever. You just have to recognize that and call it out. And that's the key to growth, man. And it's like, you know, anything worth anything, you got to go through it to get to it. It's like, you know, Eddie Bravo and jiu-jitsu. That's why people respect him, you know, black belts, because they got to go 10 years. Anything instant and quick is not good for you. Okay? It's taking you out, whether it's fast food, drugs, pornography, 90-day fiancé. That's not good for you. The things that are good for you, things that you have to work on, prayers, meditation, working out, working on your career, raising your children, those are the things that matter. And that's why you got to focus on that.
It's well known. Everything good takes time. All right, Sam Tripoli, take over. Come
on. Come on, Alex. One last thing. You got to come on Word War Debate, dude. You got to come on our show. We want you to debate.
Every time I say yes for the show, it gets canceled.
No, dude, we were going to ask you to do World War Debate. You were super busy. We would love to have you come. You can debate anybody you want. We pay really well. We'll take care of you. First class.
Fly out there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take care of you, dude. And whoever you want to debate, pick it. Come in and light them up, dude. We would love to have you. It's a neutral site. We pick no sides.
Well, who should I debate?
Who would you like to debate? Pick one person, anybody you want, and we'll set it up, and we'll give you the best opportunity to shine, dude. Word War Debate is where the greats go to bang, and we would love to have you on there.
Well, I want Governor Newsom.
Dude, he went on Ben Shapiro's. I think he might do it. Let's see if we can set it up. We'll have our people reach out to Gavin Newsom to see if he'll debate Alex Jones.
All right, we'll do it. Talk to you soon, brother. You take over now.
I love you, brother. All right. Daddy gave me keys to the kingdom. Let's go. Oh, my God, dude. I'm hosting InfoWars. How great am I? This is the best thing ever. You know, when I'm on my deathbed and my life is passing before me, this will be a moment on it. So I kind of want to get into kind of some of the stuff that I was bringing up with Alex, but I want to get a little bit more into it. Okay, and about basically the situation going on right now. You have a spiritual war happening from the elites of both sides, okay? Everything must be looked at through a demoralization campaign, everybody. Why are they doing that? Let's take a look at this Bolshevikism, the cultural Marxism going on. We have crime going on everywhere, and these progressive judges are letting everybody out. Why is that? Well, because they want you to feel unsafe. They want you to be so desperate, full of anxiety, and basically you'll give up your constitutional rights for martial law. And that is it. Now, you know, obviously, I've said this before, I like Trump. I think Trump does a lot of good things. But obviously there's some things that we find to be shady. But if you're really asking me, okay, on my hour, on InfoWars, they work together. Everybody works together. And you kind of see these elections when we see election fraud so blatantly. And let's get into it. The 2000 election of George Bush and the 2020 election of Joe Biden. Here we have a Republican and a Democrat. All right. Right. We have one from each party. All right. It is my belief that they had to get George Bush in to the office because they needed Dick Cheney in the White House because they knew 9/11 was coming. So they had to get him in because he's going to orchestrate. He's a neocon, okay? He's part of the group that of these neocons who created this moment. They needed that moment. They talked about they needed a Pearl Harbor moment to get what they want, which was more power. So they had to get Dick Cheney in. If they could have ran Dick Cheney on their own, they would have ran Dick Cheney, but Dick Cheney is Darth Vader. Nobody liked him, so they brought in a lovable George Bush Jr. Do you guys remember how they were marketing him? It's like they'd be like, hey, man, I like George Bush Jr. I could have a beer with him, you know, even though he's a recovering alcoholic, you know, like he was never going to have a beer for you. But that's the marketing going on, okay? So we get George Bush in, 9/11 happens, the Department of Homeland Security comes. This is, again, consolidation of power. This is what fascism is, the consolidation of power. And we start to see that happen. And it's always really crazy to me, the problem, when we have the problem, the solution is consolidation of power, right? We see that. That is the craziest thing. You know, when they're reading this book to this kid, it's really nuts. And here he is. And the kids, we all know, I'm sure Alex has talked about it 1,000 times. All right. He's talked about what the kid said, you know, metal plane kite, metal kite hits steel, you know, or whatever exactly they said that day. But they're basically telling you what's happening on there. You know, goat, again, bath mint, we see all that. This is all part of a plan, okay? The Greater Israel Project, which is ancient Babylon. We see that. So we needed to get Dick Cheney in. There's this game that gets played, right? We have Obama. We leave the George Bush Jr. years, okay, which is 8 years of hell. We're leaving that. What, America is angry at old white neocons. We don't want that anymore. So who do we have? Charismatic Obama coming in. I call him Chocolate Jesus. Chocolate Jesus comes in, and who do they have run against him? They have John McCain. John McCain, an old white neocon, which is exactly who America doesn't like at this moment. They literally rigged that election to get Obama in. And I'm going to be honest with you. I fell for it the first time. I voted for Obama the first time. I was like, I want change. So I voted for him. And within, I would say, 2 months, I realized we had gotten taken. I realized it. And I realized that when they were trying to push universal health care, which is what Obama ran on. And while they're debating his program, he flies to Germany to give speeches. I go, why is this guy leaving the country? Oh, so he doesn't get any of the stray bullets. So he takes him out of it. Nobody's talking about Obama. They're all talking about the Democrats. And that's when I realized he was a Bush. And then later I realized he was controlled opposition, Manchurian candidate. And then you start going into his family. His grandfather was 10th cousins with George Bush Sr. They were basically cousins. Okay. Together, Obama's grandfather and the Bushes built the CIA. He was so deep into this deep state, dark art stuff that Obama's grandfather basically turned his mother into an MK Ultra sex kid. She was basically used as an agent, which is what a lot of discussion right now is with Erica Kirk. We see the exact same things happening. Okay. So we get in, Obama gets in, and here we start to see the woke agenda being pushed down her throats. You have Dave Smith talked about in many, many different, debates and podcasts where you see the term racism skyrocket in the news. We start cranking it up. Okay. Here we go. We got wokeness coming on. And I get in arguments with everybody who's complaining about, you know, all the, anti-Semitic stuff going on right now. And I go, take a look at 2007 to 2015. Or even 2020, all the anti-white stuff, all the anti-Christian stuff, you know, it's just par for the course. This is what we're seeing. So we get Obama in. He's bringing this woke agenda. By the end of his term, everybody, his 8 years, everyone's over him. Who do you bring in? An outsider with Trump. Trump's in his first 4 years. They don't let him get anything done because this is the game that gets played. And I believe in my heart of hearts, everybody, that they had to get Biden in because they knew that they were going to flood us with immigrants. So through all this crazy wackiness, I'm 53 years old, guys. I've only seen two elections in my life that were delayed on the voting count. And that was with Joe Biden's election. And why they delayed it about eight hours? Because they had to figure out how many votes they had to create to get Joe Biden in, right? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, and some, most of the votes coming in, when the votes come in late, they're 100% for Joe Biden, and they're only voting for Joe Biden. Okay, so you got to get Joe Biden in because he's going to bring in all of the immigrants. Latin America is going to dump their prisoners into America. Problem. Reaction. Crime is everywhere. Frauds everywhere. Murder, sexual assault, all that stuff everywhere. People are going nuts. You got these woke judges now not enforcing any of this stuff. What is the solution? The heavy hand of Donald Trump. Now, I am for law enforcement. I am for that, especially in the big cities. You know, I'm a libertarian. Maybe we don't need them in the smaller cities, but in the big cities, good luck. We've seen what happens when you don't have law enforcement, and it's just complete chaos. The key to crime going down isn't not enforcing crime. It's actually being hard on crime. Okay. And you could sit there being like, oh, this person is committing crimes from his background. Well, I'm sorry. He's committing crimes. He's committing murder. He's committing SA. He's committing all that stuff. Once you do that, we're done. You gotta be locked up. You gotta be thrown away, but they're not enforcing this. They're not, and they're actually not even allow you to defend yourself. This is all part of the game. And the reaction to that is Trump coming in heavy handed. Now, I'm a Second Amendment enthusiast. I am Second Amendment to the bone. I think you have the right to bring arms to wherever you want, you're right? But, you know, when you look at this signal, okay, you look at this signal chat, they're telling these people, the Democrats are telling these people to put their body on the line, and that's what's happening. They're trying to gin it up. And that's where we are right now in this. And I just want to say I'm excited for this hour. It's going to be a really good time. We're going to get into some deep, deep, deep stuff. If you have anything you want me to talk, just go to Twitter. Go to Sam Tripoli. If I see a topic I like, I'll get into it. I'll talk about anything. And I think this is going to be a great day in my life. I'm so excited. You know, I'm so excited to do this. So I want to thank Alex Jones for letting me host this hour. We'll get into a lot of stuff. And we'll be right back after this break. Let's get to it.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
RFK
Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. I believe it's the fourth hour of InfoWars. Alex Jones done messed up. Gave me the last hour. I love you all so much. I'm Sam Triple. You can listen to my podcast. I have like 1,000 of them. Tinfoil Hat, Deep Waters, Doom Scrolling. You just go to samtriple.com. You'll get all of my content. Very excited to be here. Thank you all for joining me as I live my dreams. I want to get into kind of what the corruption that we're seeing right now with everything. And again, I'm on nobody's side. I'm politically atheist. I have been, you know, basically let down by every single politician I've ever believed in. Okay. So I'd rather be presently surprised than continuously let down. There's people like, let's say, Thomas Massie out there. I like what he's saying. I like it, but I've heard somebody say sweet things that I fell for before. You know, he was a Freemason as a child. So I will always be in karate stance when I hear anything from these politicians. I just say, keep your head on a swivel, everybody. You know, don't trust anybody who wants more power and more money. And you got to watch that stuff. So speaking of money, I want to get into exactly what's going on here in Minneapolis. Okay, we talked a little bit about it in the first hour, but I want to break it down a little bit more. You know, Tinfoil Hat is 9 years old. The nucleus of the genesis of that show was Hillary Clinton kneecapping Bernie Sanders. That's kind of why I started the show, because I was watching this happen in real time. You know, you would see Bernie Sanders playing stadiums, and then, you know, you had Hillary Clinton putting Sam Tripoli numbers in a high school cafeteria, and yet they're telling us she's winning in the polls. And she basically forced them to give her the nomination, which really 100% destroyed the base of the Democrats. They couldn't raise any money after the election. You know, they had all these marches against Trump. I believe Trump won that fair and square. Was there, you know, here's the thing about rigging elections. When the guy that they want wins, they don't have to rig the election. They kind of go, okay, we got no work to do. We're going to get this guy in, whether it's Reagan, whether it's Trump, whoever it is. They don't, I mean, and if you guys don't think elections are rigged, go look at JFK's election. I mean, the Chicago mob basically gave him the election. And that's why they turned around and got really pissed when his brother Robert tried to go after them. So that's a little fun history for you right there. So we go back to Hillary Clinton kneecapping. She basically pisses off the entire base. Okay. And so the next election comes, you know, and Trump is going to run against Biden, but nobody is funding these campaigns. So what they had to do, the Democrats, allegedly, we have to say that, is that they went to the cartels. The cartels have always been CIA. We've known that since Operation Fast and Furious, where Obama got caught smuggling arms to the cartels. And he walked it back like, we just want to see where they go. Come on, Doc. We're not that stupid. Maybe we were naive back then, but we're not now. And we realized that Obama... I want to say something. I don't want to get in trouble for it, but you know, Obama's shady past. He was arming
the cartels, you know. And as we know, through the Iran-Contra scandal, the CIA is the number one drug cartel in the world, and they're working through these cartels. So the funding comes into that. And Biden has to win. They got to get him in, because this is how they're going to flood all flood our borders with illegal immigrants. So they get the funding from the cartels. They rig the election. Biden gets in. So during Biden's whole term, we see they have to figure out more ways to commit money laundering. And what they do is they use the Ukraine. They use the Ukraine. The Democrats funding the Ukraine, sending money to Ukraine. What does the Ukraine do? The Ukraine turns around and then buys FTX coins. And this is how they launder the money. The money goes into the FTX exchange. They buy FTX tokens, and then FTX funds the Democrats. Yes, there was one or two Republicans who were funded by this as well, and we all know that it's two wings of the same rotten bird. So they fund that through there. That gets shut down. They arrest that silly-haired guy, and he's in jail now. So now they have to figure out another way of doing it, and it is through this mass fraud in Minneapolis. They're using Somalians, and, you know, I feel actually bad for that girl they put up the other day with the head bandage on, who was like, it's not about bananas and rice, because it's kind of like bananas and rice. I feel bad for her. They threw her out. She's obviously not somebody who speaks in front of cameras all the time. I actually have a little empathy for her. She's put in a bad position. But this is how they fund it. This is how they fund it in Minnesota. This is how they fund it in New York. This is how they fund it in California. It is all about money laundering and funding their campaigns. Same thing in Arizona. I mean, I was following the Katie Lake election. She was obviously annihilating the Guilford. Is that her name? And I don't know her name, but she was the woman who eventually won Arizona gubernatorial race. And it was so obvious that Katie Lake was winning that election. I mean, she wanted debate. The Democrat wouldn't debate. I mean, how does somebody win an election when she won't debate? Okay? I mean, it doesn't happen. But it's so obvious they rigged it using cartel money. But this is how they do it. This is how California funded all of their campaigns, and they fund national campaigns for the Democrat, is through this rapid fraud. And that's why when Kamala Harris was running, she picked Tim Walz, because Tim Walz had a purse of money laundering money that he could throw at Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris spent $1 billion on this campaign only to lose. And I'll get into this, why I don't even think she was sent in there to win. Okay, I think she was sent there to lose. So she brings him on. She spends $1 billion. And everyone's like, how does she spend $1 billion? What'd she spend it on? Very simple. She spent a lot of it on filling up these arenas to give the illusion that she had a giant swell following behind her. That's exactly where all that money went. They did some tracking through data and phones, and they found out it was the same people going to all of these events in these arenas. She became like the Grateful Dead. They were just following her around, filling these arenas up, listening to her say mumbo jumbo stupid stuff, and they got paid to be there. That's where all the money went. Now, this is where we get conspiratorial, and this is where maybe I might lose a couple people. But I think Kamala Harris was sent in to get Trump in again. Because where is the country at the end of Joe Biden's administration? They're overwoke. They're tired of it. They don't want their money going to that. We want children to be left alone. And what is Kamala Harris running on? She wants to fund illegal sex changes in prison. I mean, that's what she's talking about. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Why would they send her in? So when everyone starts going after my friends, Joe Rogan, Tim Dillon, Theo Vaughn, Andrew Schultz, and acting like four podcasts changed the election, that's ridiculous. Okay? Cause it was already done. I would actually have an argument. I think there's an actual argument for that. Maybe Trump was brought in there to hurt those brands. I think there's an actual discussion about that. because there was an understanding that maybe the Zionist stuff that people are very upset about is going to hurt Trump's brand, and then, you know, then it actually hurt these brands, because the mainstream hurt these podcast brands like JRE and Tim and all them that I mentioned, hurt their brands because they don't control the narrative anymore. But the notion that four podcasts decide the election is laughable. It's laughable, because if you go to the top 100 podcasts on Apple Podcasts, which is the main platform for podcasting, if you actually go look at that and go through the top 100 or 200 podcasts, they're mostly liberal. There's maybe five conservative podcasts, right, that really are conservative in the top 200. It's all, whether it's Call Me Daddy, the lady who just won the Golden Globe for podcast, Amy, what is her last name? I can't even, Poehler, like her, what, they're all progressive. So the notion that two podcasts and Kill Tony decide this election is completely laughable. It's actually ridiculous. So this is what we're looking at here. They get Trump in. Trump is going to be the heavy-handed one. And this is the game. And the game, guys, is demoralization. This is what they want. They want the, yeah, look at this. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, the craziest thing about Kamala Harris is that she was a trial judge and she can't talk. I mean, it's crazy to me. The woman can't talk and she was a trial judge. Like, imagine if you're in prison right now and she was a prosecutor and you're watching all of these interviews and you're like, this chick can't talk. How did I lose to this woman? How did I lose? Yeah, because, I mean, and she's just an absolute, I mean, we all know she slept her way to the top. Everyone knows that. And if that's crazy talk to you, then your algorithm is lying to you. And that's a big problem right now with the information highway, is that we're so siloed into these algorithms that no one's getting the same information. We all live in a different reality, a different dimension. And that's divide and conquer. And that's what they're doing right now. And so if you go back to my interview with Joe Rogan and we start talking about this, illegal immigrant riots and how I talk about how the Republican governors were sending illegals into these blue cities. And I believe it's all part of the plan. I mean, talk to me how illegals are going to get to Minneapolis. How are illegals going to naturally get to Chicago? How do they do that? They're not near a border. I mean, Chicago could be flooded with Canadians. I don't know if people are going nuts about that. You know, I remember after 9/11, they stopped all the Canadians coming into the country, which was great for American comedians because these Canadians are so funny and they work clean and they're great writers. They would take all of our jobs. Canadians are taking all the good jobs. Why don't we complain about them? They're taking all the sitcom acting and the writing gigs. Get out of my country. American jobs first. American jobs. So that's what's going on. So they had to ship these guys to these blue cities. So when these immigration riots kick off, there's enough people there. And listen, man, my great great grandparents came from Armenia and Italy, but they went through the process. And that is really the problem here. We have a real movement against the American people. America is very unique. We're a very unique country. You can't attack us. We have two oceans on each side. We have one of the most powerful militaries out there. Okay? It's impossible to destroy us. In military action, you will go home in a body bag. So they have to do it in a way, okay, that is subversive. And again, we're getting into this Bolshevik stuff. This is what's going on, okay? Now, what I find very interesting, and again, I just want you guys to know that I am not for a police state. I'm actually against the police state very much, okay? But this stuff has to happen because they're not going after just regular people. Now, do regular people get picked up? Maybe law-abiding illegals get picked up. That's definitely possible, and it's probably happening. But a lot of these illegals are former criminals from
prisons in Latin America, they literally unloaded it. It was all part of the plan. Bring the worst of the worst here to cause chaos. And the fact that this group of people that is protesting, these useful idiots who are getting their marching orders from the Democratic progressives in Minnesota, don't see that. It's crazy. These people, these protesters, could literally have the entire country behind them if they were protesting fraud. I mean, you have billions of dollars of fraud going on. You think it's, you just think these riots are popping off for no reason. It's smoke screens. They don't want you to look into the fraud. They don't want you to do that. Now the question is anything actually going to happen? Okay. Pam Bondi's like, I wrote a nasty letter. I wrote a nasty letter to Tim Walz. Oh, did you write a letter? Why do I have a feeling all the eyes, you put little hearts above it? You know, you wrote a nasty letter. Oh my God. That's so crazy. Wow. That's real law enforcement right there. The real truth is that it's going to be very hard for me to see anybody getting arrested. Cause if the Republicans start arresting Democrats, when the Democrats eventually get in again, they'll start arresting Republicans. So it's chaotic, dude. We have a bunch of elites that do not care about the average person, and the average person is fighting with another average person over race, sex, sexual identity, gender, all those stuff that are just distractions. They want chaos. When we understand that ICE is being trained by the IDF, and the IDF policy is shoot first, ask questions after, we see what happens over there, right? You have the right to bear arms. If you're a Second Amendment maximus, a Puritan, you have the right to bring a gun wherever you want. That is the law. That's our forefathers did. But when you're being a useful idiot, okay, and you're being pushed to do things by brainwashing, you're setting yourself up for trouble. I mean, look at those cinder blocks they put there. You guys remember the George Floyd riots? Where like just giant piles of cinder blocks were set up. Who set those up? Who put those there? George Soros? We all know that. Nothing is real, everybody. Every moment of this Minnesota riot is completely contrived, completely manufactured, completely astroturfed, okay? The ICE is trained by the IDF. Okay, that's a foreign entity, all right? All these protesters are being funded by billionaire progressives, okay, globalists, to do this. And all the agent provocateurs, all the people causing chaos, are intelligence agencies. This is a completely astroturfed situation, a high impact event to bring on martial law. And once martial law comes, they're never ever going to give up the power. They don't do that. And you just keep fighting over these rights and lefts, you're going to lose it. You got to get back to God. It's God or get out. And it's like, you know, I have a friend of mine who's super religious. We talk about religion all the time. And, you know, I brought up, it's like God's war against, or the fallen angels' war against God. And he goes, it's no, God isn't, they're not going against God. God is above all. And then I realized it's really fallen angels' war against humanity, God's greatest creation. And if you're constantly in high anxiety about what's going on in the world, and you start hating your fellow man and woman, your fellow American, you're losing the battle. You're losing the battle. You got to stop looking out here. You got to look in here, everybody. Okay. All of this stuff is astroturfed. Our culture is not our heritage. Culture is completely manufactured by dark arts, the intelligence agencies at every moment, at every moment. The hippie culture was completely contrived. Operation Long Leash, in which they funded intellectuals to criticize the government because the CIA wanted everyone to think democracy and capitalism allows for dissension over communism. All of them. Norm Chomsky is a hero of mine. He got me into conspiracies. Manufacturing Consent is a great book. a great book. If you want to read it, it explains exactly what's going on with all this stuff. You can see the game plan they did at the manufacturing consent. Take a look at COVID, right? How, this is what they do all the time, everybody. They get you to accept that it's happening to someone else. And once you accept that, they have you emotionally captured, and then they bring it on to you. Example, COVID. Oh, we're seeing all these Chinese people falling. Oh, they're falling. Oh, my God, it's COVID. Even though that never happened over here. And once you start thinking, and they're telling you, oh, it's just an Asian disease. It only affects Asians. Once you accept that, they got you. And then all of a sudden, bang, Americans are getting it. White, black, everybody, Asians, straight, gay. Now they got you emotionally captured. And even though we never saw anybody fall down like that, right, ever from COVID, when we see it, the vaccines, people started falling from the vaccines. We saw that over and over and over. There's all these compilations of people dying over and over again. Yeah, look at that, dude. That was all manufactured consent. But all of this is astroturfed. Again, back to Noam Chomsky. You see the 70s, the 60s and 70s, all completely anti-God. Hippie love. It's basically Aleister Crowley. Do as I wilt. That's exactly what's going on. And then they wanted this, you know, feminism. Feminism, again, we talked about it earlier, is satanic. It's, you know, you hear women on all these TikToks and on all these podcasts going, I'm not a baby factory. Literally, you are. That's why you have a monthly period. That's you're a baby factory. And having children is great. Now, if you don't have kids, I'm not judging you. There's most of my life I didn't have kids. I didn't have kids on way later in life. Okay. But kids are a blessing, but this is anti-God. This is anti-humanity, what's going on here. And I'm just telling you guys, you got to stop fighting with people on your level. And no matter how crazy they are, you're falling for it. And the internet is a big part of that. Okay? How do we go viral? Well, you have to be some extreme version of life to make it to the top. And the problem is, the only thing we see are viral clips and viral moments that we start thinking this is the norm. This is not the norm. Okay? Love is what it's all about, everybody. You have to get in love. And that's what kind of where we're at right now, dude. And it's like everything's going all in. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's really easy to get blackpilled. It's really easy to get blackpilled, everybody. But I'm telling you, we're winning. Okay? The InfoWar Army is winning. I'm telling you this. Because if they had this their way, we'd have digital IDs. We'd all be in FEMA camps. We'd be eating crickets. Okay? And everybody would be trans. And again, I have no problems with trans. I don't really care. I don't want to micromanage somebody's life, everybody. Okay? Do you just leave it at home? We need to get back to civility. We need to be in the town square. Everyone chill out. Okay? I don't need to know you're a furry when I'm at Jamba Juice. Leave that crap at home. Chill out. All right? Whatever you want to do with consenting adults at your house, it's none of my business. Okay? I don't want to micromanage everybody because I don't want to get micromanaged. That's where I am. Okay? But we are winning, everybody. Hollywood is dying. Hollywood is dying. You have to understand that. And they're dying because we've said, no, I can't turn on the TV anymore and watch lesbian action heroes who weigh 100 pounds beating up Dagestanis, okay? I can't take it anymore. It's not real. It was cool when it was Angelina Jolie and she was stacked and we'd watch a chick with a big rack fighting, you know, crime. That was great. That was one time, you know, one or two times. Now it's everybody, and it's just all about destroying our archetypes. But you're going to get lost in it. If you get lost in it, they win. When you pull yourself out and you start to study what is going on in the world, you understand their playbook. This is the key. Know the playbook. Don't fall for the psyops. All right? And maybe they come. If they come, God, once you get close to God, everybody, death doesn't scare you. Death doesn't scare you. I believe we live many lives. And when our time is up, it's up. And I'm not even going to go into the light, dude. These archons, they tell you to go into the light. They look like your grandma. They're like, oh, your grandma's like, come into the light. Come into the light. Nah, dog. I'm not, grandma, shut up. I ain't going into the light. I want to leave this digital, this soul prison that we're in. And that's what it is. and you have to get better. And if you don't get better, you're going to come back and do it again. And the key to life is, everybody, can you align your free will with God's plan? And the playbook that you want to follow is help others. Give it away. So I just want to say that this has been a dream of mine. If Alex Jones ever needs me to come back and the feedback is okay, I'll come back and do it again. If you like what I had to say, just check out, just go to samtriple.com and I have all my shows there. Yes, I have the best premium content in the game. I do a show with Kurt Metzger, Austin Picard, Brad Binkley. I do a bunch of shows with them. Okay. And I want you guys, if you get a chance, check out Word War Debate. It's the UFC of debating. It's where the best go to bang. And we're doing another one in March. So we'd love to have you guys come check it out. You've seen it. But anyways, I love InfoWars. Thank you guys so much. God bless. Have a great week. And love yourself.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.